Put on the greatest show ever.
Two to Osborne, hammered again in the air to left. Back goes Welker, way back to the warning track, and he's done it again! Drake Osborne, a multi-home run game, and Brooklyn takes a 5-0 ninth inning lead.
Theo one. Parada lasers one to left, and you can forget that. That ball almost went through the ring light. A towering blast from Kevin Parada, and the Cyclones are on the board.
The 0-2, slider cut on and missed, strike three, and you can celebrate a Cyclones victory. Wilkin Ramos slams the door shut. A perfect 1-2-3, top half of the ninth inning.
You're listening to the Brooklyn Cyclones pregame show, and it starts right now. Let's get you out of the ballpark with Justin Rock and Johnny Gadamowicz.
From Maimonides Park in Brooklyn, New York, it's time for Brooklyn Cyclones baseball on the Cyclone Radio Network. Tonight, it's the Brooklyn Cyclones, the high-A affiliate of the New York Mets, opening up a six-game series with the Aberdeen Ironbirds, the high-A affiliate of the Baltimore Orioles. Hey, everyone, what's going on? So great to be back with you alongside Justin Rock. My name is Johnny Gadamowicz. It's the first of a 12-game homestand for the Cyclones, as we have ourselves one of those rare situations across the regular season where Brooklyn is home for back-to-back weeks, and the Cyclones open up this homestand with a six-game set against the Aberdeen Ironbirds. Now, the last time you were with us was on the road back on Sunday in Jersey Shore, a series that didn't end so swimmingly for Brooklyn. The Cyclones shut out in each of the last two games at the hands of the Blue Claws, and Justin, the offense just faltering a bit, but still a very exciting week to be a Cyclones fan nonetheless with a couple of new additions into this Brooklyn lineup.
Yeah, no, absolutely, and it's going to be exciting to be here at home over the course of the next 2 weeks, as not only so many new faces as a part of this Brooklyn roster during the course of last week's road series at Jersey Shore, but these 2 weeks here at home are going to be vitally important in determining who's going to be the playoff representative in the second half of the North Division. Brooklyn coming into play tonight, three games up on Hudson Valley and Jersey Shore. Aberdeen has fallen out of the race a little bit. They have lost over 10 straight contests coming into this ball game today. They've had some tougher opponents over the course of the last few weeks, but it's going to be exciting to see how these young kids, three of them, Jet Williams, Jacob Reimer, Ryan Clifford, were drafted out of high school last year, having an impact in this playoff race, and all three have already contributed in big ways to the Cyclones offense.
And all three of them in the lineup tonight for the Cyclones. So if you needed a little more reason to tune in, there it is for you with all three of Williams, Clifford, and Reimer featured in the Brooklyn 9 tonight. But that's not the only reason for some juice here on this Tuesday night on the boardwalk, because Joey Lucchese is making the start tonight for the Cyclones. Lucchese, of course, the veteran who has pitched at the major league level as recently as the month of May with the Mets organization, has spent most of his 2023 season with Syracuse at the AAA level, 12 games, 11 of them starts with the S-Mets. But Lucchese, working his way back from injury, the minor league rehabber, does get the nod tonight from Chris Newell's Cyclones. And Justin, anytime you have a guy with that major league pedigree, major league experience in the house, there's always a little bit of extra juice in the ballpark.
Yeah, and Lucchese has had a pretty darn good season between the majors and the minor leagues. His first start in the big leagues this year with the Mets went 7 shutout innings, struck out 9 against San Francisco on April the 21st. So was a little bit of a different scene with the Mets when he made those starts back in late April and early May. But overall, he has been outstanding. Finished, had been pitching extremely well in Syracuse before landing on the injured list back on July the 20th. And this also, Lucchese, his first full healthy season in quite a while. Missed all of the basically all of the 2021 campaign and all of last year as well, dealing with Tommy John surgery and the recovery process that comes with that. But Lucchese certainly has an opportunity to make an impact at the major league level over the course of the final 2 months of the regular season after the trades of Verlander, Scherzer, and several others from the big league roster. So Lucchesi not only pitching to get back to health today, but also pitching for a chance to get back to the big league roster with the Mets in the next couple of weeks.
And he will oppose one of the more seasoned arms on this Ironbird squad here in 2023. It's the right-hander Daniel Lloyd. So Lloyd versus Lucchesi. Lucchesi the southpaw, and Lloyd the right-handed arm as Aberdeen tries to snap its 11-game losing skid, and Brooklyn tries to snap its 3-game losing skid and start this series out on the right foot. We'll take a short break here on the Cyclone Radio Network. When we come back, we'll give you those starting lineups ahead of baseball on a Tuesday in Brooklyn. Don't go anywhere.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Calling all close talkers, low talkers, high talkers, anti-dentites, and those with man hands. Come on down to Coney Island on Saturday, August 19th. Yada, 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 you'll have a great time. The first 2,500 fans in attendance will receive a George Costanza bobblehead. Plus, there will be a special appearance from John O'Hurley, who famously played Jay Peterman on the show. There are special packages, including all you can drink, and guaranteed bobblehead packages available as well. Don't stop for Juju Fruits. Go directly to BrooklynCyclones.com and get your tickets to this annual celebration of all things Seinfeld.
Optimum's fast 5-gig fiber internet helps Simone Suarez go farther, faster. With 99.9% reliability and speeds more than twice as fast as Verizon and Frontier, she can become a sports sensation. And with whole home Wi-Fi coverage, Simone can show off her soccer skills from any room in the house. Get Optimum Fiber for as low as $30 a month and go farther with everything you do.
Step right up and greet the Mets this summer at Maimonides Park. Mets legends Bartolo Colon, Mookie Wilson, and recently inducted Mets Hall of Famer Howard Johnson will be coming to Coney Island during the month of July with special autograph and limited edition bobblehead packages available. For more information or to purchase tickets, visit BrooklynCyclones.com/meet the Mets.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Have you ever wanted the chance to be behind the mic for that big home run call? Well, now you can. Throughout the 2023 season, kids age 7 through 14 will be selected for a chance to be the Cyclones Kidcaster of the game. This exclusive experience includes 4 tickets to that Sunday's game, a prize pack from Dave & Buster's, and the chance to join the Cyclones radio team and call the game in the bottom of the 3rd inning. To enter and find additional information, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Welcome on back out to Maimonides Park on just a picturesque Tuesday evening in Brooklyn. Not too hot, not too cold, plenty of blue skies overhead, and we've got baseball for you here on this Tuesday, first of six between Aberdeen and Brooklyn. Let's give you the lineups now. First, for the visiting Ironbirds, again, trying to snap an 11-game losing streak. It's been a tough go for the Birds, who just dropped 6 of 6 at home against Hickory. But they'll try to get back in the lineup, in the win column, I should say. And the lineup that their skipper, Roberto Mercado, sends out this evening sounds like this. Elio Prado is the leadoff man. He plays center field. Frederick Bencosme, the shortstop, is in the 2-hole. Then Creed Willems, the catcher, he's the 3-batter. Samuel Basayo cleans up. He is at first base. Carter Young, the second baseman, he hits 5th, making his Aberdeen debut. Isaac De Leon is the 3rd baseman. He hits 6th. Then Tim Susnara's turn. He's the designated hitter in the 7th spot, followed by Ryan Higgins hitting 8th and playing right. And then Jacob Teeter batting 9th and playing left. One more time quickly for Aberdeen: Prado, Bencosme, Willems, Basayo, Young, De Leon, and then Susnara, Higgins, and Teeter, the nine for Aberdeen. Starting pitcher tonight for the Ironbirds, it's the right-hander Daniel Lloyd, 75 and two-thirds innings and a 4-4 record, a very tidy 3.33 ERA, 85 strikeouts to 28 walks, making his 20th overall appearance and 14th start. He's had a couple of relief outings, but more often than not, a starter for this Aberdeen crew. Now for the home Cyclones at 22-14, trying to balloon their three-game lead for first place in the North Division of the South Atlantic League. Here's Chris Newell's nine. Jet Williams leads off and plays shortstop. Alex Ramirez, the center fielder, is in the two-hole, followed by Ryan Clifford, the first baseman, batting third. Clifford and Williams making their home debuts. Then Stanley Consuegra, the right fielder, he cleans up. Jacob Reimer also making his Brooklyn debut. He's the third baseman, batting fifth. William Lugo, the designated hitter, he hits sixth, followed by Drake Osborne, who handles catching duties. He hits seventh. Then DeAndre Smith, the second baseman, after him, bats eighth. And that second leadoff man in the nine hole, Ryland Thomas, the left fielder, batting ninth. Starting pitcher this evening for Brooklyn, the left-hander Joey Lucchese, making a rehab appearance with Brooklyn. So far this season with Syracuse, 67 and two-thirds innings, a 3.99 ERA, a 6-3 record in 12 games, 11 starts with the AAA Syracuse Mets. So Lucchese will try to propel Brooklyn back into the win column as the Cyclones and Ironbirds open up a six-game set at Maimonides Park. All right, that'll just about do it for our Cyclone pregame show. We'll step aside. When we come back, we'll get you on your way with Justin Rock when Brooklyn and Aberdeen go toe-to-toe on this Tuesday on Coney Island. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball on the Cyclone Radio Network and watching along on the Bally Live app.
Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Calling all close talkers, low talkers, high talkers, anti-dentites, and those with man hands. Come on down to Coney Island on Saturday, August 19th. Yada, 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 you'll have a great time. The first 2,500 fans in attendance will receive a George Costanza bobblehead. Plus, there will be a special appearance from John O'Hurley, who famously played Jay Peterman on the show. There are special packages, including all you can drink and guaranteed bobblehead packages available as well. Don't stop for Juju Fruits. Go directly to BrooklynCyclones.com and get your tickets to this annual celebration of all things Seinfeld.
Optimum's fast 5-gig fiber internet helps Simone Suarez go farther, faster. Yes! With 99.9% reliability and speeds more than twice as fast as Verizon and Frontier, she can become a sports sensation. And with whole home Wi-Fi coverage, Simone can show off her soccer skills from any room in the house. Get Optimum fiber for as low as $30 a month and go farther with everything you do.
Step right up and greet the Mets this summer at Maimonides Park. Mets legends Bartolo Colon, Mookie Wilson, and recently inducted Mets Hall of Famer Howard Johnson will be coming to Coney Island during the month of July with special autograph and limited edition bobblehead packages available. For more information or to purchase tickets, visit BrooklynCyclones.com/meetthemets.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Have you ever wanted the chance to be behind the mic for that big home run call? Well, now you can. Throughout the 2023 season, kids aged 7 through 14 will be selected for a chance to be the Cyclones Kidcaster of the game. This exclusive experience includes 4 tickets to that Sunday's game, a prize pack from Dave & Buster's, and the chance to join the Cyclones radio team and call the game in the bottom of the third inning. To enter and find additional information, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Thanks so much for tuning in to the Cyclones pregame show. Be sure to tune in 15 minutes prior to first pitch of every Brooklyn Cyclones game all season long. Let's get you back out to Justin Rock.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back out to scenic Coney Island and the opening game of this six-game series and 12-game homestand featuring your Brooklyn Cyclones and the visiting Aberdeen Ironbirds. Justin Rock, Johnny Gadamowitz with you on this Tuesday night. Joey Lucchese, the Major League rehabber, on the mound for the Cyclones tonight. Lucchese, 6'5", 225, 30 years old from Newark, California. Lucchese in the minors this year. 12 appearances, 11 starts at AAA Syracuse, 6-3 record, a 3.99 ERA, 56 hits, and 67 and two-thirds innings, 30 walks, 63 strikeouts. Has made five starts this year at the big league level, 1-0, a 4.43 ERA, 8 walks, 17 Ks, and 22 and a third innings. Coming back from injury, landed on AAA Syracuse's 7-day IL on July the 20th, retroactive to the 19th of the month, and now working himself back to full health and an opportunity to not only help the Mets at the minor league level, but at the major league level over the final 2 months of the season as well. Aberdeen has changed their lineup a little bit since Johnny gave it to you on the pregame show. It is not Elio Prado to lead off. It'll be Anthony Cervideo to lead off for Aberdeen in the first inning. That's the only addition to the lineup. The other changes, Isaac De Leon moving into right field. Ryan Higgins moving into center field. Cervideo will be the third baseman today. Lefty ready. So is the lefty on the mound. And Lucchese's first pitch of the night is hit in the air to center field. Back into his left goes Ramirez. He's got plenty of space, and in the shadows makes the over-the-shoulder grab. One pitch, one out for Lucchese on this Tuesday as we are underway at 7:03 Eastern. Take a look at Brooklyn defensively on this Tuesday night. Left to right of the outfield, Ryland Thomas, Alex Ramirez, and Stanley Consuegra. Third to first around the infield, three of the four making their home debuts, Jacob Reimer, Jet Williams, DeAndre Smith, and Ryan Clifford, with Drake Osborne doing the catching behind the plate. Frederick Bencosme, the batter, and he takes outside for ball one. Actually, a called strike, and Cosme was perplexed at the ruling. And it is 0-1 on the Aberdeen shortstop. And Cosme hitting at 242, a homer, 35 RBIs. Lucchese working from the first base side of the mound. The lefty's 0-1, and the fastball misses off the outside corner at 90. It's even at a ball and a strike. Umpire and crew today behind the plate calling balls and strikes. John Tyler Shaw, Chad Westlake on the bases. The 1-1 from Lucchese. A bunt laid down third base side. Fielded by Joey. Gathers throw to first in time to get him. Oh, what a nice play by Joey Lucchese. Tough play for a left-handed pitcher going towards the third base line with the speedy Bencosme. Laid a good bunt down, but Joey just made a better defensive play.
And really well placed at that as well from Bencosme. If you would have asked me before watching that sequence unfold, did I think Bencosme would have beat it out? The answer would be absolutely, I would have thought that.
Creed Willems will dig in. Third different lefty to face Lucchese at the start. And Willems takes a called strike. It's 0-1. Willems 1-for-3 on Sunday, hitting at 215 in Aberdeen. 48 games. 7 homers, 34 RBIs. The lefty's 0-1. And Willems takes a called strike. Delayed call from Shaw. And the count quickly 0-2. Willems, Orioles, number 25 prospect by Baseball America. Number 24 by MLB.com. Lucchese looking for a 1-2-3 inning, the 0-2. And this is a broken bat flare toward short. Backing up a step is Williams. High throw to first. Hits off the railing in front of the dugout. And ricochets back to Ryan Clifford. So Jet Williams commits an error on his first home chance defensively with Brooklyn. And Willems is aboard with two out in the opening inning.
Yeah, and because he played it backwards, probably just felt like had to rush it a little bit.
Second error for Williams since being assigned to Brooklyn at the start of last week. Samuel Basayo, the batter, top prospect on this Aberdeen roster. And the lefty batter takes a called strike. Lucchese ahead 0-1. Basayo, second week with Aberdeen, went 2-for-22 last week with an RBI. And in the series at home against Hickory. A look at first from Joey. Long set at the belt, now the 0-1. And a check swing from Basayo. Did he go? No, he did not on appeal, says Westlake. And the count evens at a ball and a strike. Basayo, just 18 years old, won't celebrate his 19th birthday until Sunday. Basayo, 83 games earlier this year at Single-A Delmarva, hit .299. 12 homers, 60 batted in, Lucchese offers. And the fastball upstairs, it's 2-1. Basayo, the Orioles' number 6 prospect by Baseball America, number 8 by MLB Pipeline. One of the top 60 prospects in all of baseball. As Lucchese throw to first base, and they got him! Joey has one of the best pickoff moves in Major League Baseball, and Creed Willems just got a front row seat to it. What a pickoff move by Joey to get Willems and erase the error by Williams to end the inning. No runs, no hits, an error, and nobody left on base at the end of a half an inning. It's Aberdeen nothing. Here come the Cyclones on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
The Brooklyn Cyclones are excited to have yet another exciting lineup of jersey giveaways for the 2023 season. This year's giveaways include specialty uniforms for Pride Night, Star Wars Night, and so much more. For a full list of jersey giveaways, be sure to check out our team website at brooklyncyclones.com. Amazing starts here.
We had no business being in this business. But you can't fail if you don't quit. Born in a shack off the highway and raised in Austin, we bottled that spirit and capped it in copper like a sunset. For 25 years, you told friends and shared the joy. You made us who we are. It's more than vodka. There's spirit in this bottle.
Hi, this is Kevin Parada from Pasadena, California, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Bottom of the first inning, Daniel Lloyd on the mound for Aberdeen tonight. Lloyd at 6'3", 232. Celebrated his 23rd birthday today from Somerville, South Carolina, so happy birthday to Daniel Lloyd. Happy birthday also in order for Brooklyn's Omar De Los Santos, who celebrates his 24th birthday on this Tuesday, August the 8th. Lloyd making his 20th appearance, 14th start, 4-4, a 3.33 ERA. Does have two saves out of the bullpen. 79 hits in 75 and two-thirds innings, 28 walks, and 85 strikeouts. Jet Williams ready to make his home debut at the plate, reach base safely in all six games in Jersey Shore last week. And the righty's first pitch taken low for ball one. Williams reached base four times on Sunday. A couple of base hits, a walk, and a hit-by-pitch. Also stole a bag. Five for his first 17 with Brooklyn. As Lloyd throws a 94-mile-an-hour fastball for a called strike one. Williams had a double and two RBIs in the series, hitting .252 overall with an .836 OPS between here and St. Lucie. As Lloyd misses down and away, and Williams ahead, two balls and a strike. Jet has reached in seven straight games dating back to his final tenure in St. Lucie and hitting .333 over his last 18. 2-1, and Williams fouls it deep down the right field line, out of play. And it's even at two balls and two strikes. Williams, a number 14 overall pick by the Mets last year at a Rockwall Heath High School in Texas. That's number 3 prospect by Baseball America. The 2-2, and Williams hits it in the air right center field. Over to his left is Higgins into the right center field gap, makes the running grab. And Jett retired for the first out of the home first. So Williams gave it a ride. This cavernous ballpark able to hold it. Base is empty, one out for Alex Ramirez. Ramirez, 0 for 4 on Sunday, hitting at 247. Six homers, a team best 46 RBIs. Lloyd kicks and fires, and the fastball inside and low. And the count 1-0. Defensively behind Lloyd tonight. Left to right of the outfield, Jacob Teeter, Ryan Higgins, and Isaac De Leon. 1-0. And Ramirez stings it on the ground to short. Scooped up there by Ben Cosme. And he'll throw out Alex for the second out of the inning. Two up and two down for the right-hander. Brings up the first home at bat in the Mets organizational career of Ryan Clifford. Clifford, 0 for 3 on Sunday. 0 for his last 11 after picking up a couple of base hits and reaching base four times in his organizational debut on Thursday. Hitting at 263 in the South Atlantic League. And he takes high for ball one. 17 homers, 48 RBIs between here and Asheville. Lloyd's 1-0. And Clifford takes the breaking ball down and in. Two balls and no strikes.
And Justin, it really is interesting to think about just how much these new additions help this Brooklyn lineup. Last homestand, William Lugo, who was hitting sixth today, was consistently hitting third.
The 2-0, and Clifford swings away, comes up empty on the pitch down and in. And it's two balls and a strike. Third to first around the infield for Aberdeen today. Anthony Cervideo, the late add to the lineup. Frederick Bencosme, Carter Young making his high A debut. And Samuel Basayo with Creed Willems behind the plate as Clifford takes a knee-high strike. And it's even at 2-2. Bases empty, two out, bottom of the first. Scoreless contest. We've talked a lot about the additions to Brooklyn's roster. Aberdeen has done a whole facelift today as Clifford fouls it off the very top of the netting. And back down onto the turf. Still at two balls and two strikes, but Aberdeen today sending a host of players up to a double-A Bowie. Added a couple of players from single-A Delmarva. Also landed several players on the IL as Lloyd snaps off a backdoor breaking ball to get Clifford looking for strike three. So Daniel Lloyd, a 1-2-3, bottom of the first, retired the side in order. On 13 pitches at the end of one, no score on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Excellence never stops. Our physicians here in Brooklyn have the best heart attack survival rates in the entire U.S. and are among the top 10 performers nationwide for clinical outcomes across health conditions. We've created separate spaces and safe care pathways, so there's no reason to put your health on hold. Maimonides Medical Center. Extraordinary times, extraordinary care.
I keep having this reoccurring dream. It's bases loaded and nobody out. I hit a pop-up that goes so high, nobody can see it. I race around the bases and reach home, and it still doesn't come down. What happens?
You go back to the dugout, you're out.
Why?
Infield fly rule.
They're not those kind of analysts, but they do analyze the game every night on MLB Tonight.
But if it doesn't come down,
you're out. Just move on.
Top of the second inning, a scoreless game here from Coney Island. Fans, Forest Electric New York is proud to be the preferred electrical contractor of your Brooklyn Cyclones. Whether it's a small-scale service job or a large-scale electrical installation, Forest Electric New York has the experience and expertise to provide a high-performance, single-source electrical solution. Samuel Basayo is at the plate when Creed Willems was picked off to end the top of the first. So Basayo, Young, and De Leon. 4-5 and 6 due up for the Orioles affiliate in the inning. Basayo joined the team from Delmarva last week. Just four for his last 27. Lefty against lefty. And the pitch from Lucchese, a fastball for a strike. And the count 0-1. Brooklyn tonight, the Navy alternates, Cyclones in gold script lettering across the chest with a red drop shadow. Gold numerals front and back with that same red drop shadow. Lucchese hides his eyes behind that blue and orange Mets colored mitt and fires a strike on the outside corner. It's 0-2. White pants for Lucchese all the way down to the ankles. Red and gold piping along the side. Navy cap, Navy bill. Gold interlocking BC logo on the front. Lucchese's 0-2. And Basayo, a foul tip into the glove of Osborne. Strike three. First Cyclone strikeout for Joey Lucchese. Does it on three pitches. One out in the top of the second inning. A pain in the corner punch out brought to you by Lock and Solo Paints. Visit them in Brooklyn and the Bronx for reliability, convenience, and satisfaction. Carter Young up for his first South Atlantic League at-bat. Young was hitting 236 in 85 games at single-A Delmarva. And the first pitch to the switch hitter. Batting from the right-hand side low for ball one. Young, three homers, 30 RBIs, a 644 OPS there. Was the Orioles' 17th round pick last season out of Vanderbilt. Signed well over slot at $1.3 million, the 1-0. And Young, a foul off the catcher Osborne. It was a tad bit worse for wear. And it's even at a ball and a strike. Young, the Orioles' number 27 prospect, according to MLB Pipeline. Joining the team earlier today. And as you mentioned, a lot of roster movement for Aberdeen prior to the opening game of today's series. As a matter of fact, all told, about 11 roster moves made by Aberdeen. The 1-1 outside and low. It's two balls and a strike. But they added Carter Young, Anthony Servideo, who led off today for Aberdeen. Jacob Teeter, who's batting ninth. Erison Placencia back with the Ironbirds as well. The 2-1 outside with a fastball for ball three. But Colin Burns, Max Wagner, and Maxwell Costas all sent to double-A buoy. Jared Beck, Trendon Craig, and Luis Valdez all placed on Aberdeen's seven-day injured list. And then Isaac Baloney was outright released by the Orioles. As Young on the ground, past the diving glove of Reimer, into left field, a base hit. It's the first Aberdeen and high A base hit in the career of Carter Young. And the Ironbirds have the game's first base hit. One on and one out in the second inning for Isaac De Leon. Good diving try from Reimer, but could not get there. De Leon getting the start in right field tonight. 0 for 3 on Sunday, hitting a buck 84 in 77 games. 46 for 250. Southpaw comes home. And the fastball taken for a strike. It's 0-1. De Leon, four homers, 22 RBIs. 592 OPS, just four for his last 39. Young, solid speed over at first. And Lucchese throws over. And Young back standing. Beautiful night here on Coney Island. Blue skies up above, some thin white clouds hanging high up in the atmosphere. Right now, 77 degrees according to AccuWeather. Real feel actually a little bit chillier than that at 73. As De Leon looks at a strike. And Lucchese ahead 0-2. Wind is certainly noticeable. American flag out in straightaway center. Just to the right of the batter's eye, blowing straight out, maybe a tad bit towards right field. 14-mile-per-hour wind gusts today. And time called ahead of the 0-2 from Lucchese. Young takes his lead off the bag at first. A long look in for Joey. Very deliberate from the first base side of the mound. Now a throw over, and they nearly got Young again. That's the second throw over for Lucchese during the at-bat. And so if he's going to throw over a third time, needs to pick him off. Otherwise, Young automatically granted second base. Brooklyn looking to turn two. Scoreless game, top two. The 0-2 inside and low, blocked by Osborne. And Young stays put at first base. It's a ball and two strikes. De Leon. Former Marlins prospect, acquired in September of 2020 in a deal that sent Richard Blyer back over to Miami. Longtime lefty reliever as De Leon gets jammed and sends it into the first base seats. Remains at a ball and two strikes. You see that yellow caution tape. That's where all our Park in the Park attendees sitting tonight. All the way down that first base line. At a pregame doggy parade, the 1-2, cut on and miss. Throw down a second by Osborne, and the runner overslide the bag. Yes, he did. Inning over. Carter Young trying to steal second base, but heads up play by DeAndre Smith kept the tag on him. And a strike him out, throw him out, double play brings an end to the second inning. No runs, a hit, nobody left at the end of one and a half. No score on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network and the Valley Live app.
Hey Cyclones fans, be sure to join us at Maimonides Park for our Thursday night meal deal, where you can get dinner and a show for only $20. This package includes a field box ticket as well as our Thursday night meal deal. Take your pick of a hamburger, hot dog, or chicken tenders in addition to a bag of chips and a fountain drink. Please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com, or call 718-37-BKLYN for additional information.
Hey Cyclones fans, had enough of those fundraisers where you have to sell chocolate bars or magazine subscriptions to raise money for your school, team, charity, or organization? Well, now you can use Cyclones tickets as a fundraiser instead. Simply select a game in April, May, or June and contact a Cyclones representative by texting or calling 718-37-BKLYN. From there, we'll set you up with the ability to sell Cyclones tickets through a unique custom link. You decide how much you want to sell your tickets for. For more info, please visit our team website at www.brooklyncyclones.com.
Hola, soy César Berbesi de la ciudad de Maracay, Venezuela, y está escuchando el béisbol de los Ciclones de Brooklyn, solo en la cadena de radio de los Ciclones.
Daniel Lloyd back to the mound as we move to the bottom of the second inning. Brooklyn and Aberdeen are scoreless. Justin Rock, Johnny Gadamowitz with you on this beautiful Tuesday night. Stanley Consuegra, Jacob Reimer, William Lugo are the lineup due up for Brooklyn in the inning. Stanley Consuegra to lead off. And Lloyd misses up and in for ball one. See Sandy making his way through the suites along with some members of the Surf Squad saying hello. All the fans who made their way out to Coney Island today. 1-0, and Consuegra a high pop. Foul ground first base side. Basayo on the warning track in front of the seats. Makes the catch. Wynn knocked the hat off his head, but not the ball from his grasp. And there is one out in the home second.
Yeah, plays like that, well, they might look easy on surface level. Won't be easy on a night like tonight. One of the windier nights we've had as of recent memory. Just blowing in constantly. American flag in straightaway center is howling about. Justin, maybe not quite as windy as that random sandstorm we had last week, or 2 weeks ago, should say, but still definitely a persistent cool breeze coming in from off the ocean.
Jacob Reimer assessed an automatic strike to start his home Brooklyn career and takes high for ball one. Reimer getting into the batter's box a hair too late, said JT Shaw. Reimer 0 for 4 on Sunday. 3 for his first 22 with the Cyclones. A homer, 3 RBIs, the 1-1. There's a fastball outside at 94. And the count 2-1. Reimer overall hitting at 272 8 homers, 44 RBIs. Mets number 10 prospect by Baseball America. And he chases off the outside corner. It's even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Aberdeen today wearing the powder blue alternates. Ironbirds in white script lettering across the chest. White numerals front and back with an orange border, the 2-2. Reimer, a ground ball past the mound, is second. Scooped up there by Young, who makes a play on a Basayo. And there are two quickly retired in the second inning. Five up, five down to start the night for Lloyd. Sends up the designated hitter, William Lugo.
Yeah, both these arms, Lloyd and Lucchese, not guys that need to mow you down with the punch outs. They're content to pitch to contact and let the defense make plays behind them.
Lugo hitless on Sunday, hitting at 211 in 77 games. Swings through the off speed from Daniel. And the count 0-1. Lugo, 11 homers, 37 RBIs. It's 3 for 19 in that series in New Jersey. The 0-1 and a breaking ball has Lugo early. The count 0-2. Gray pants for Lloyd and Aberdeen. All the way down to the ankles. Royal blue cap, royal blue bill. Hit the orange script A and the silver Ironbird plane going through the middle. As Lugo swings and misses for strike three. Got him on the changeup, down and away. Second strikeout tonight for Lloyd. He's retired all six he has faced on just 22 pitches. Two innings complete here from Coney Island, still scoreless on Valley Live in the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey guys, here at Bicol Auto Mall, we always have over 500 cars in stock in our heated facility for your comfort and convenience. So whether you're on the showroom floor, the third floor, or the basement.
Over 500 cars all General Motors makes, Chevy, Buick, GMC, and Cadillac, as well as over 100 pre-owned cars in stock at all times.
And don't forget, if there's something that you like and you don't see, contact us, because here at Bicol, you've always got a pal.
Calling all close talkers, low talkers, high talkers, anti-dentites, and those with man hands. Come on down to Coney Island on Saturday, August 19th. Yada, 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 you'll have a great time. The first 2,500 fans in attendance will receive a George Costanza bobblehead. Plus, there will be a special appearance from John O'Hurley, who famously played Jay Peterman on the show. There are special packages, including all you can drink, and guaranteed bobblehead packages available as well. Don't stop for Juju Fruits. Go directly to BrooklynCyclones.com and get your tickets to this annual celebration of all things Seinfeld.
Back here on Coney Island, fans, sweet and boozy ice cream has arrived here at Maimonides Park, located next to the bar by the Cyclones team store. Sweet and Boozy serves up 4 incredible ice cream flavors, 5 booze-infused flavors for adult fans, and 3 social media crazy thunder cups for you to snap some pictures with. Make sure you come down to a Cyclones game to get your sweetness on. Tim Sosnara, Ryan Higgins, Jacob Teeter, 7, 8, and 9. Due up for Aberdeen in the third against Joey Lucchese. And due up to the play-by-play microphone as we reach the bottom of the 7 o'clock hour. It is Johnny Gadamowicz.
Hey, thanks, Justin. Yeah, both pitchers have faced the minimum so far tonight. We're scoreless as we enter the top of the third on this Tuesday night on Coney Island between Brooklyn and Aberdeen. Lucchese back to work. He gets Tim Sosnara for the first time today and starts him out with a breaking ball that misses inside for ball one. Aberdeen has the only base hit the ball game has seen thus far. It was a single off the bat of Carter Young before a strike-him-out, throw-him-out double play ended the frame. Lucchese into his wind, 1-0, waving a miss on a heater down and away. And it is 1-1 to the Aberdeen designated hitter. First of a 6-game set between these two squads as these games just grow in importance as we progress through the dog days of the summer here in mid-August. 1-1. Swinging a sharp line drive left center field. It's down for a base hit. Ramirez, the center fielder, to cut it off and relays in. But it's a single for Sosnara to start the frame. And the second base hit of the night so far for Aberdeen.
And just a good piece of hitting, taking it where it came from. Shot it out towards left center field. First time Aberdeen's put the leadoff man on tonight.
And now they'll rely on the bottom of their batting order to try to cash in on this opportunity. It's the eight batter, Ryan Higgins. Righty bat going up against the southpaw arm, Lucchese. Belt set, working out of the stretch, a high kick, and the first pitch is flared to left center field, and that's down for a base hit. Thomas over to cut it off. That will keep the runner Susnara put at second base. But back-to-back singles from Aberdeen's 7 and 8 hitters have men on first and second with nobody out here in this scoreless tie in the top of the third. So Lucchese dealing with the most adversity we've seen him have to go through all night thus far. But it is the 9 batter, Jacob Teeter, up to bat. Nobody out and Aberdeen threatening. Lefty on lefty matchup. Teeter standing tall in that lefty batter's box. First pitch. Lucchese starts him out with a breaking ball. It clips the outer half for a called strike, and it's nothing in one. So Susnara on second, Higgins behind him on first. Susnara healthy, lead off second. Williams, the shortstop, holds him on. A one delivery. Breaking ball down and away, and Osborne over to collect after it bounces off his chest protector. That keeps both runners put. Nice job by Drake to react after that ball caromed off of his frame. Needed to track it down quickly to keep both runners put, and he did just that. One ball, one strike, nobody out. Two on here in this scoreless tie. Already two hits in the frame for the Ironbirds. Aberdeen trying to snap their 11-game losing skid. Lucchese a stare back towards second, and now he twists off the mound without a throw. We already saw Joey pick off one runner. That was to conclude the top of the first when he got Creed Willems at first base. A high leg kick and the 1-1. Fastball, delayed strike call on the outside corner, and it's 1-2. JT Shaw calling the balls and strikes today. Chad Westlake on the bases. Lucchese would love a ground ball here and potentially allow Brooklyn to turn two. Lefty batter Teeter calls for time. And digs back in now, a 1-2 count. He'll need to get defensive. Lucchese fakes another throw over to second base after stepping off the mound yet again. So the runner is clearly occupying some real estate in Joey's head here in this scoreless tie, and for good reason. 1-2 delivery, misses down and away. Lucchese wastes a breaking ball, and it is 2 balls and 2 strikes. Teeter, a 13th round selection in the 2021 draft from Melbourne, Florida, stands 6'6", 225. Two ducks on the pond for him here, and a 2-2 count. Lucchese a deep exhale, and the pitch. In the dirt, ball three, and yet again, Osborne springboards up to make sure the runners stay put as he collects the loose ball. So Joey in danger of walking the bases loaded here with nobody out. You never want to do that to begin with, but when you consider the fact you've got the 9 man up to bat, you really don't want to do that. Third baseman Reimer well off the line, and a payoff upcoming. Pitch misses just a hair outside for ball four on the fastball. So Susnara up to third, Higgins behind him, Parkson at second. And Aberdeen has loaded the bases here in the top of the third with nobody out in this scoreless tie.
Yeah, it felt like Lucchese lost Teeter there, tried getting him to chase a couple of breaking balls down and out of the zone, but Teeter able to stay strong and did not offer. And now the bottom third of the lineup all on base for the top of the order and Anthony Cervideo.
So now Cervideo stands in. Bases juiced, the pitch. Misses low for ball one, it's 1-0.
They've been missing low quite a bit over the last couple of batters, Johnny.
Single, single walk. That's how this frame has gone so far. Lucchese back to his full windup with the bases juiced. Really takes his time, now back into the wind. 1-0. Sharp foul ball behind home plate, into the netting. It's 1-1. Brooklyn in the home third will send a 7-8-9 up to the dish as the Cyclones try to muster together their first base runner of the night. The first task of business, getting out of this top half. 1-1. Swing and a miss, and it is 1-2. Lucchese went to the heater, and Cervideo just appeared to be a bit late on it. Lucchese won't up it too much on the radar gun. That last one checking in at 90.
That's basically where he sat with the fastball most of tonight.
Bases loaded, nobody out, no score in the third, and the 1-2. Misses down and away, and it is two balls and two strikes. Lucchese now pacing around off the hill before he steps back onto the bump, ready to deal a 2-2 pitch. Cervideo, the lefty bat, in a lefty-heavy Aberdeen starting nine tonight. Going up against the southpaw, Lucchese into his wine, 2-2. Did he go around? He did. Strike three. Cervideo tried to check his swing, but just had his momentum going too much into the motion, and Lucchese has his third strikeout, and a big one at that. Now one gone with the bases loaded. So bases still loaded, and now one away for Frederick Bencosme. Lucchese hides his face behind the mitt, and the first pitch, swing and a miss. Nothing in one. A big hole on the left side for Bencosme, with Williams shaded towards the bag. And Reimer in a usual third base spot. Plenty of blue sky overhead, decent amount of cloud coverage as well, particularly off to our right. Nothing too threatening, though, at least for the time being. A one. Swing and a chopper foul, right-hand side. And it's nothing in two. Creed Willems on deck. On a gorgeous Tuesday night here at the ballpark in this scoreless tie, first of six between Brooklyn and Aberdeen. Another lefty-on-lefty matchup. 0-2 pitch misses in the dirt for ball one. So one ball and two strikes with one gone, and the bases loaded. Susnara on third, Higgins on second, then Teeter behind him on first.
And Lucchese up nearing 20 pitches in the inning at 18 currently.
He's up over 40 now on the night. This next delivery will be his 43rd. Ahead on Bencosme, 1-2. Gets the sign from his battery mate Osborne. Nods the approval. He's ready to go. Fires a 1-2. Misses down and away. And it is two balls and two strikes. These Aberdeen hitters have not done Lucchese any favors at swinging at pitches out of the zone. Really making Joey hit his spots here early on. Lucchese right back to work. Here's the 2-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him on the fastball. Lucchese dialing it up to 90. So after he loaded the bases with nobody out, back-to-back punch-outs. And now it's bases juiced with two gone for Creed Willems. Fourth strikeout on the night so far for Lucchese. So here's Willems for the second time this evening. Reached on an E6 his first time up. The pitch. Swinging a slow roller right back to Lucchese. Backhands it and flips over to first in time. So Lucchese retires the side after he loads the bases with nobody out. Strikeout, strikeout, ground out to keep us scoreless through 2.5 in Brooklyn. You're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball on the Cyclone Radio Network and the Bally Live app.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Step right up and greet the Mets this summer at Maimonides Park. Mets legends Bartolo Colon, Mookie Wilson, and recently inducted Mets Hall of Famer Howard Johnson will be coming to Coney Island during the month of July with special autograph and limited edition bobblehead packages available. For more information or to purchase tickets, visit brooklyncyclones.com/meetthemets.
Hi, this is Kevin Kendall from La Mirada, California, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
moving right along. We go to the bottom of the third on Coney Island between Brooklyn and Aberdeen. I got good news and bad news. The bad news is the Cyclones don't have a base runner yet tonight. The good news is Aberdeen hasn't done much offensively either. No score as we enter the bottom of the third. 7-8-9 due up in the frame for the Cyclones. Drake Osborne, DeAndre Smith, and then Ryland Thomas, bottom third of this Cyclone starting nine for the first time tonight. Daniel Lloyd, Aberdeen right-hander, has been sharp thus far through two. Now he gets Osborne for the first time this evening. Tough series for Drake on the road in Jersey Shore. Went just 1-for-15 up at the dish, but his one hit was a home run. Now has seven long balls on the year.
Yeah, and he crushed that ball on Friday night, way, way out of the ballpark. One of the last two runs Brooklyn has scored. Osborne homered in that game, Consuegra homered in that game. And since the sixth inning that day, Brooklyn has not scored a run.
First pitch on the way to Osborne. Starts him out with a slider that misses low for ball one. It's 1-0. And the Cyclones now 23 2/3 innings without anyone tapping home plate. 1-0. Osborne swings and fouls it right-hand side onto the concourse. A hard ricochet off the concourse and down into the parking lot. So one ball, one strike to Drake. Yeah, Cyclones shut out in each of those last two games against the Blue Claws. Lloyd's 1-1, a hard ground ball hit to the shortstop, collected by Ben Cosme, and he throws over to first in time for out number one. So seven up, seven down for Daniel Lloyd to begin his evening. Now he gets DeAndre Smith with the bases empty and one away in the scoreless tie. But yeah, you think about the narrative of last week, Justin, all these new bats injected into the Brooklyn lineup. Some real excitement with the trio of Jet Williams, Ryan Clifford, Jacob Reimer joining Chris Newell's ranks. First pitch to Smith. Misses down and away for ball one. And as much as there was excitement at the start of that series, it ends for Cyclones fans with a little bit of a bitter taste in their mouth, getting shut out each of those last two games. 1-0. DeAndre takes high for ball two.
And it could have a big playoff implications down the road as well. Largely based on the fact that with the win in those final three games, Jersey Shore took the season series from Brooklyn.
2-0 delivery. Smith lines it foul. Right-hand side out of play. And it's 2-1. Yeah, think about the last time we were here when Brooklyn was home 2 weeks ago, and it was Aberdeen that was really threatening the Cyclones the most in the standings.
Yeah, and that's the other thing you have to keep in mind after last week.
2-1 pitch. Smith hits it in the air. Shallow center field, dropping quickly and down for a base hit. Higgins dove, but he couldn't get there. And DeAndre is aboard. Cyclones have their first base hit, a one-out base runner.
First base hit, first base runner for Brooklyn so far today. But the point I was going to make, Johnny, is look at that last home game Brooklyn played. When they left, they were only about a game and a half up on Aberdeen coming into the start of this two-week homestand. That lead has doubled to three games. Yes, it was up to as many as 4.5 last week, but Brooklyn gaining ground while they were on the road, not losing.
Now Ryland Thomas with one away and Smith off of first. The pitch, Thomas goes the other way, but lines it foul, and it's nothing and one. Hudson Valley and Jersey Shore, the two teams closest to Brooklyn in the standings, each at 19-17, and those two squads going head-to-head this week. So ideally, from a Brooklyn standpoint, you would hope for a split, each team going 3-3 there, and neither one of them able to gain too much ground on the Clones. 0-1 to Thomas. Lloyd from the stretch, he deals. Runner goes, but Thomas spoils it foul, and it's nothing and two. Yeah, four teams all within 4.5 games. Obviously, Hudson Valley and Jersey Shore, who are right there at three games back. And then this Aberdeen squad, along with Greensboro, at 17-18 apiece, 4.5 back on Brooklyn. So figures to be some very interesting baseball down this home stretch of the summer and into the early fall. Throw over to first. Smith dives back safely head first. Still no score. We're in the bottom of the third. Cyclones have their first base runner of the night. Standing off of first base in the form of DeAndre Smith. Thomas behind 0-2, the pitch, and he fights it foul. Behind home plate, where it clangs off of the sweet level and down onto field level below. So the count remains nothing and two to the former USC Trojan, Ryland Thomas. Lloyd set at the belt, a quick twist and a throw over. Nice tag applied, but Smith back in time. And we'll try it again at no balls and two strikes. Thomas only three strikeouts over his previous 62 plate appearances. A slight choke up, 0-2. Knocks it back, foul yet again. Smith took off for second base. He'll need to retreat. But Ryland so disciplined at the plate. You don't see a ton of swings and misses, particularly at ones outside the zone. Of course, you reflect back to the last homestand when he was riding an 11-game hitting streak as well. Tearing the cover off the ball since coming up from low A St. Lucie. 0-2 on the way. Thomas takes outside, and it's 1-2. Aberdeen sporting just some gorgeous baby blue jerseys tonight. To pair with the gray pants, Brooklyn in their alternate navy blues. Lloyd's 1-2. Thomas twists around. It was a fastball inside. Missed for ball two. And the count moves to two balls and two strikes. After Thomas, we'll go back to the top for Jet Williams. Smith still patiently standing off of first. About four or five strides off the bag. Basayo holds him on. 2-2. Thomas, ground ball over the middle of the infield. Ben Cosme collects. Steps on second for one, and his throw to first is in time for a double play. So after a one-out single from DeAndre Smith, Daniel Lloyd has still faced the minimum through three, thanks to a double play to retire the side. We're scoreless through three on the Cyclone Radio Network and the Bally Live app.
Sundays with the Cyclones make the most fun ballpark in America even more fun. Kids get free ice cream and an opportunity to run the bases after the game. There are great giveaways, character appearances, bounce house fun in the backyard, and so much more. Check out BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN for all the Sunday Fundy information you need.
Step right up and greet the Mets this summer at Maimonides Park. Mets legends Bartolo Colon, Mookie Wilson, and recently inducted Mets Hall of Famer Howard Johnson will be coming to Coney Island during the month of July with special autograph and limited edition bobblehead packages available. For more information or to purchase tickets, visit BrooklynCyclones.com/meet the Mets.
No score as we move to the top of the fourth in Brooklyn. It's the Cyclones and the Ironbirds, first of this six-game set. And it has been a pitcher's duel thus far. Joey Lucchese and Daniel Lloyd with donuts on the scoreboard in the run column. Alongside Justin Rock, I'm Johnny Gadamowicz. Thanks so much for being with us. Great to be back. Justin, it's always nice for me when I get to rejoin you in the booth. Start
Absolutely.
Of a home series. Obviously a fun series in Jersey Shore for so many reasons for Brooklyn. Thanks in large part due to some exciting new additions to the lineup. And now the Cyclones trying to excite this home crowd as they take on the Ironbirds here, first of a six-game set. It is 4-5-6 due up in the frame for Aberdeen. Samuel Basayo, Carter Young, and then Isaac De Leon, the heart of the order, 4-5-6 for Aberdeen. Ironbirds have mustered three base hits so far tonight. They loaded the bases in the third with nobody out and came away scoreless, thanks to two punch-outs and a ground-out garnered by Lucchese. First toss of the fourth. Catches the outside corner for a called strike, and it's nothing and one to Samuel Basayo.
There is action in Brooklyn's right field bullpen as we speak, so see how much longer Lucchese goes, what the pitch count may or may not be.
His 46th pitch of the evening is in there for a called strike, and he's ahead quickly on Basayo, nothing and two.
Yeah, Basayo needs a new helmet, still has a Delmarva Shorebirds helmet on his head as he digs in his second week with the Ironbirds.
Lucchesi working out of the stretch with the bases empty. Nobody out. Ahead on Basayo, 0-2, and he deals. And a wave and a miss for strike three on the breaking ball. Lucchesi with five strikeouts on the night so far. Second time he's gotten Basayo. And there's one gone with the bases empty. That strikeout, of course, as always, a lock and solo painting the corner strikeout. Be sure to visit their stores in Brooklyn or the Bronx for reliability, convenience, and satisfaction. Now Carter Young, first toss. He went around on a pitch that surely would have been ball one low. But Young checked his swing. Home plate umpire JT Shaw said, that's strike one. And Young behind, making his Aberdeen debut. He's one for one on the day. Was caught stealing, though, at second base to spoil that trip to the base paths. 0-1. Swing and a miss. Out in front of a changeup, and it is 0-2. Young 236 with Delmarva. Hitting out of the five spot in his high A debut. Former Vandy boy, Vanderbilt Commodore in the SEC, where he played his college ball. 0-2. Young takes high, and it is one ball and two strikes. But Young ended his Delmarva stint carrying a seven-game hitting streak. In the midst of his first full pro season, a 2022 draftee in the seventh round. Lucchesi ahead on him, 1-2. Bases empty, one gone, no score. Pitch fouled away behind the plate, and we'll try it again at a ball and two strikes. And this Aberdeen squad just desperate for some hitting, an 11-game losing streak. Only scored three runs per contest during the six-game set at home with Hickory. The offense wasn't great, and the pitching was arguably worse. Lucchesi, a long pause, two on the pitch clock. He gets into his wind just in time. The 2-2. Line drive, straight away center field. Ramirez can't get there. He lets it fall in front of him. Alex knew he had no chance of getting to that baseball, so Carter Young has his second base hit of the night. And a one-out base runner on the base paths now for the Ironbirds. But yeah, mention that pitching struggling against the Crawdads. Hickory put up nearly 9 runs per game during that 6-game set. Chris Newell out of the Brooklyn dugout on the first base side. And we'll see if this is indeed it for Joey Lucchesi. It appears as if Brooklyn is going to make a call to the bullpen. So Lucchesi's day done. 5 strikeouts through 3 and change and no runs on the scoreboard for Aberdeen. New arm in the game for Brooklyn. We'll have him for you after a short break on the Cyclone Radio Network and the Valley Live app.
The Brooklyn Cyclones are excited to have yet another exciting lineup of jersey giveaways for the 2023 season. This year's giveaways include specialty uniforms for Pride Night, Star Wars Night, and so much more. For a full list of jersey giveaways, be sure to check out our team website at brooklyncyclones.com. Amazing starts here.
At Maimonides, excellence never stops. Our physicians here in Brooklyn have the best heart attack survival rates in the entire U.S. and are among the top 10 performers nationwide for clinical outcomes across health conditions. We've created separate spaces and safe care pathways, so there's no reason to put your health on hold. Maimonides Medical Center. Extraordinary times, extraordinary care.
This pitching change driven by Bical Auto Mall. Visit them 2859 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn or log on to BicalAutoMall.com. On is the right-hander Dylan Hall, 6'5", 210 pounds, 25 years old, will turn 26 next month from Stafford, Virginia. Hall making his eighth appearance with Brooklyn. 0-1 record, a 169 ERA with one save, 5 hits. And 5 1/3 innings, 5 walks, and 9 strikeouts. It'll be Hall, the man at first, De Leon the batter, Johnny.
Yeah, Hall's been real solid, Justin, since joining this Brooklyn bullpen, and he comes on now in this scoreless tie with a man on first and one out. His first pitch of the evening, cut on and missed for strike one. 91-mile-an-hour heater inside to Isaac De Leon. De Leon offered, and all he found was air. So 0-1 to the Aberdeen right fielder. Runner on first base is Carter Young. Hall working quickly. 0-1 misses inside. That time, De Leon wiser to not chase, and it is one ball and one strike. Joey Lucchese's day done. Not a bad outing whatsoever for the southpaw. Hall throws over to check on the runner Young at first. He's back in time. And now the focus can turn towards a 1-1 delivery to the righty hitting Isaac De Leon. De Leon was initially supposed to play third tonight before sliding over to right field with a couple of late changes. 1-1 he shows bunt, but fouls it straight back, and it's 1-2. Line not quite final just yet on Lucchese because the runner Young, his responsibility after his one-out single. But some of the numbers that are final, 3 1/3, 4 hits, 5 strikeouts, 1 walk. Hall out of the stretch, set at the belt. His 1-1 delivery misses inside. So 3 pitches so far from Dylan Hall, and all 3 of them run into the righty batter De Leon. Or pardon me, should say that was his 4th pitch.
I'm going to say clearly the goal, as Hall throws over, is to get in on the hands of De Leon. Do not let him extend his arms and barrel up the baseball.
Second throw over of the at-bat to Young on first base, who takes yet another aggressive lead. 2-2 upcoming. Pitch misses down and away, and De Leon works the count full. So 3 balls, 2 strikes, 1 out. We saw Joey Lucchese walk just 1 batter. It was an ill-timed walk from Lucchese, who allowed leadoff single and then another single following that. Then the walk loaded the bases, but he got out of it. 3-2, runner goes. Hit in the air, straight away center field. Chasing Ramirez back, he makes an over-the-shoulder running grab for the second out. Young retreats towards first base. Nice job by Alex to utilize those long strides to make that really tough play look pretty routine. And just like that, 2 gone with Young still on first base.
Yeah, no, a nice play by Alex. Honestly, I was surprised Carter Young took so long getting back to first. Remember the last homestand, Alex Ramirez caught a guy napping getting back to first base from center. Actually, from left.
2 away now, Tim Susnara takes the first pitch down and away for ball 1.
It was like shades of Sean Casey in 2006 with that play with Alex last homestand.
Yeah, we've been spoiled to watch Ramirez in the outfield here all season in Brooklyn. The pitch, swinging a pop-up foul, out of play, behind home plate. So 1 ball and 1 strike. Yeah, Ramirez really showing off the arm strength. And he can really cover so much ground in center field as well, Justin. We've seen it time and time again. 1-1 misses down and away, and it's 2-1. Same can be said for Stanley Consuegra, his Brooklyn teammate, who handles right field duties tonight. 2 big bats with solid defensive abilities as well. 2-1. Hit a mile high in the air. Behind home plate, foul, and in the seats. And it's 2-2. So back-to-back pop-up fouls out of play behind home. And it's 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. No score here in the top of the 4th. Susnara, the designated hitter. .510/.185 from Redwood City, California. 2-2. Chopped on the right side. Foul. Clifford at first made a nice backhand play, but by that time, the ball had extended beyond the chalk. Young has to retreat back to first after the foul ball, and another 2-2 upcoming. No score here in the top of the 4th, and 2 gone. A runner on first for Aberdeen. 2-2 pitch, misses low. And it is 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hall trying to preserve Joey Lucchese's final line, who exited this game earlier on in the frame after allowing a 1-out single off the bat of Young. Susnara playing in just his 2nd game with Aberdeen. He homered in his only one so far. Takes a 2-2 rather 3-2, in towards the ankles for ball four. So a two-out walk issued by Hall. That moves Young up to second. And yet again, for the second consecutive frame, the Ironbirds have multiple base runners. Now it's Ryan Higgins' turn to bat with two on and two gone. Still no score. Higgins singled his first time up. Righty on righty, the pitch misses down and away for ball one. Hall started him out with a breaking ball. It skipped in the dirt. So 1-0 with Young on second, Susnara behind him on first. 1-0. Misses down and away. Did not go on appeal, says the base umpire Westlake, so it's 2-0. Cyclones in the home half will go back to the top. Williams, Ramirez, and Clifford. 2-0. Hall takes low and away yet again, and it is three balls and no strikes. And Hall, a bit displeased with himself after misfiring on that previous pitch.
Robert Colina is up and throwing right now in Brooklyn's right field bullpen, whether that's for this inning or maybe the next frame.
3-0 misses high and tight for ball four. So a four-pitch walk issued by Hall. That'll juice him with two gone here in this scoreless tie. Second walk issued in as many batters. Back-to-back bases on balls issued by Hall. Victor Ramos out from the Brooklyn dugout. Cyclones pitching coach from the first base side. Out to have a chat with his righty arm. So since Hall has come on to relieve Lucchese, he got the first batter he faced, De Leon, to fly out on a hard hit ball to center field. But since then, two walks issued to Susnara and Higgins. It's gotten us to where we are now. Bases loaded. Our public address man, Rick, relaying the information that Pete Alonso has gone yard yet again. A 2-0 lead for the Mets at home tonight against the Cubbies.
Through three innings there.
So the nine-man Jacob Teeter up. Teeter walked his first time up. Bases loaded, two outs. First pitch misses inside, ball one, and yet again did not go on appeal to the base umpire. So one ball and no strikes with two gone.
Yeah, make that seven straight that have missed from Hall, dating back to the Susnara at bat.
Young on third, Susnara on second, and Higgins on first. The pitch in there for a strike. It's 1-1.
A lot of delayed calls at home plate tonight from JT Shaw on balls and strikes.
Especially on a lot of the borderline ones at bat, keeping us all on the edge of our seat. 1-1. Hall kicks and deals. That one surely misses outside for ball two. It was all the way in the righty batter's box to the lefty bat, Teeter. The 2-1. Teeter takes up and away, and it's three balls and one strike. So Brooklyn trying to dance their way out of a pickle here. For the second consecutive frame, they have loaded the bases. And a 3-1 count on the lefty hitting Teeter. Hall delivers, and it's in there for a called strike two. So three balls, two strikes, two outs, bases loaded in this scoreless tie in the top of the fourth. And the Aberdeen 9 batter asks for time. Trying to keep Lucchese's line scoreless. Hall out of the stretch. And a 3-2 pitch. Runners go, and it misses away for ball four. So Aberdeen scores the game's first run on a bases-loaded walk issued by Hall. As Young crosses home, it's 1-0 Ironbirds. Now three straight walks issued by Dylan Hall.
That will end the night on the line for Lucchese. 3 1/3 innings. Four hits, one run, a walk, and five strikeouts. Now the pitcher of record on the losing side.
Still, all things considered, not a bad outing whatsoever as we go back to the top. First pitch in there for a called strike to the leadoff man, Anthony Cervideo. Cervedeo 0-2, a flyout and a strikeout. So for the second consecutive time through the batting order, Aberdeen has put the bottom half on base. 0-1 misses inside. It's 1-1. Each of the 7, 8, and 9 batters have reached base, whether it be via a hit or a walk. And each of their first two times up to bat tonight, 1-1. Cervedeo fouls it back, and it's 1-2 to the Iron Bird leadoff man. But all things considered, Hall can get out of this thing with only one run, hope to score in the frame. He's ahead on Cervedeo, 1-2 with two gone. Bases loaded and no place to put him. The pitch misses down and away, and it's 2 balls and 2 strikes. Less and less blue sky to go around as we get deeper into the night here on this Tuesday. We've hit that point in the summer now where you can notice a little bit, getting darker a little bit earlier, and will continue to be the case. 2-2. This one hit in the air, foul, right-hand side towards the parking lot, and we'll try it again at 2 balls and 2 strikes. It's always a sad reality to have to set in, Justin, that summer is, the window on it is closing when it's not as bright as you might like at the hour of 8:15, 8:20, even 8:30. 2-2. This is down and away, and it's 3 balls and 2 strikes. So Hall in danger now of walking a fourth straight batter.
Yeah, it's just hard to believe that starting tonight, only 5 weeks, 30 games left in the regular season, and it's the last day the sun will set after 8 o'clock until next May.
Payoff pitch, misses away, ball 4. So a second consecutive bases-loaded walk issued by Dylan Hall brings home Aberdeen's second run of the inning, second run of the game. It's 2-0 Ironbirds. Make it 4 straight walks now for Aberdeen.
And that'll be all for Hall tonight.
So Hall unable to keep this a scoreless game. He lets 2 runs home to score, and Aberdeen takes a 2-0 lead here in the fourth. Bicol Auto Mall, call to the bullpen, new arm in the game for Brooklyn. We'll have it for you after the break on the Cyclone Radio Network.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Had enough of those fundraisers where you have to sell chocolate bars or magazine subscriptions to raise money for your school, team, charity, or organization? Well, now you can use Cyclones tickets as a fundraiser instead. Simply select a game in April, May, or June and contact a Cyclones representative by texting or calling 718-37-BKLYN. From there, we'll set you up with the ability to sell Cyclones tickets through a unique custom link. You decide how much you want to sell your tickets for. For more info, please visit the team website at www.brooklyncyclones.com.
Come on out to Maimonides Park, where kids eat free on Wednesdays. For every Wednesday night game during the 2023 season, the first 500 kids age 14 and under that enter the ballpark will receive a voucher for Kids Eat Free. These vouchers can be redeemed at any concession stand through the ballpark for a hot dog and chips and a soft drink. For more info, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
This pitching change driven by Bicol Auto Mall. Visit them 2859 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn. Or log on to BicolAutoMall.com. On is the right-hander, Robert Kalina. Third different arm used by Brooklyn here in the fourth inning. Bases still loaded. 2 out, and Frederick Benkosme, the batter, Johnny.
Yeah, tough spot for Kalina to enter this ballgame in with the bases loaded. But there are 2 outs, and he gets Benkosme now, the first batter he'll face of the night. First pitch, Benkosme fouls it straight backwards. And it's 0-1. Dylan Hall came on, got the first batter he faced to fly out in Isaac De Leon, but then issued 4 straight walks, including 2 bases-loaded walks. That's how Aberdeen has scored the game's first 2 runs. It is 2-0 Ironbirds here in the top of the fourth. with two gone and the bases still loaded. Ben Cosme calls for time, kicks around some dirt in that lefty batter's box before Kalina delivers an 0-1 offering. So the runners on the base pads right now, Higgins on third, Teeter on second, and Cervideo on first. Kalina up 0-1, the pitch. Chopped on the right side for the first baseman Clifford to collect, snares it with the glove, and taps the first base bag with his right foot to retire the side. But not before Aberdeen scores the game's first two runs on two bases loaded walks. It's 2-0 Aberdeen on the Cyclone Radio Network and the Bally Live app.
Hey Cyclones fans, be sure to join us at Maimonides Park for our Thursday night meal deal, where you can get dinner and a show for only $20. This package includes our Thursday night meal deal. Take your pick of a hamburger, hot dog, or chicken tenders, in addition to a bag of chips and a fountain drink. Please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com, or call 718-37-BKLYN for additional information.
For the early-to-rise road trippers, the late-night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Hola, soy Alex Ramirez, mi ciudad natal es Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic, y estás escuchando el béisbol de los Ciclones de Brooklyn, solo en la cadena de radio en Los Ángeles.
Well, for the first time tonight, the Cyclones bats up to the dish with a deficit. It is Aberdeen 2 and Brooklyn nothing as we enter the bottom of the fourth. It's been 9 up, 9 down for Daniel Lloyd, the Aberdeen starter. He has allowed one base hit. That was a single off the bat of DeAndre Smith before an inning-ending double play got Lloyd out of the frame. Now we go back to the top as he works his way through this Brooklyn lineup for the second time tonight. Jet Williams, Alex Ramirez, then Ryan Clifford, the three to begin the frame. First pitch to Williams. He takes for a called strike on the changeup. It's nothing and one. Jet 0 for 1, flew out to center in his first Cyclones home at bat of 2023. Or of his career. A 1, misses low, and it is one ball and one strike to the right-handed hitter Williams. Jet playing shortstop tonight for this Cyclone squad. Trying to be a spark plug now atop this batting order. Righty on righty, 1-1. Williams takes a fastball strike in towards the shoulders. It is 1-2 now to the right-handed hitting leadoff man. Aberdeen a 2-0 lead. Brooklyn only has the one base hit so far tonight. 1-2. Williams swings and hammers this one to straightaway center field. This is taking Higgins back onto the track, and he makes the catch. Nice job by Higgins to track down that baseball. Williams gave it a ride, and it drew a lot of oohs and ahs from the Brooklyn faithful. But allowed out number one, and now Alex Ramirez up with the bases empty and one gone. That's the second time tonight, Justin, that we've seen Williams really power a ball out to center.
Yeah, no, he's a little bit short in stature, but he's got a lot of pop.
First toss to Ramirez, breaking ball misses away. It's 1-0.
Honestly, kind of reminds me a little bit of one of the guys he said is one of the players he idolized growing up, Alex Bregman.
1-0 to Ramirez, and Alex takes a strike. It's 1-1.
So a lot of comparisons to not only Bregman, but Dustin Pedroia as well.
Williams, who stands 5'8", 175, 1-1. Ramirez hits this one to left field, and that drops for a base hit. Second Cyclone hit of the night. Ramirez barreled it up nicely. And it's a one-out base runner for Brooklyn as Alex reaches for the first time tonight.
Ramirez has just been swinging such a good bat since that six-hit game in Hudson Valley a couple weeks ago. Even with the hitless game on Sunday, hitting .373 in his last 14 coming into tonight.
Now Ryan Clifford, who represents the tying run, 2-0 Aberdeen. Ramirez on first, the pitch. Clifford takes a strike. It's 0-1. Ryan just 2-for-14 on the road at Jersey Shore, but he did leave the ballpark in Lakewood. A throw over to check on Ramirez, who dives back safely. Clifford got out to a hot start in that Jersey Shore series. Not so much on the back half, though. 0-for-11 over the final three contests. Ramirez dives back on yet another throw over. And yet again, same result. He's back safely.
And I think a lot of that is also just wear and tear. I mean, Clifford was in several different cities last week as a part of the trade deadline. So understandable for him to maybe hit a wall a little bit, get his feet back underneath him here and during this two-week homestand.
Back pick try to first. Ramirez was back yet again. That time a bit closer, though. An aggressive approach from Willems, the Aberdeen catcher, to throw down. Clifford, of course, coming over as a part of the Justin Verlander trade that sent JV back to Houston, 1-1. Clifford takes a strike on the outside corner, and it is 1-2. He and Drew Gilbert, fellow outfielder, the return for Verlander. Clifford, someone who has been wreaking havoc on the Sally League with Asheville, 1-2, swing and a miss. So Clifford down on strikes. Daniel Lloyd has his third strikeout of the evening. And there's two gone with Ramirez still on first base. 2-0 Ironbirds. Stanley Consuegra stands in now for the second time tonight. 0-for-1, popped up to first in foul ground. His first time up. Ramirez off of first and two away. Throw over to check on Ramirez. Boy, Lloyd really wants to get Alex at first. But Ramirez was back safely, perhaps seeing what his counterpart Joey Lucchese did earlier, trying to match that. Not as easy, though, for Lloyd, the righty. Lucchese, the lefty, in his direct line of sight. First toss to Consuegra, misses away for ball one. It's 1-0. Stanley, the cleanup hitter, at 240 during his time in Brooklyn this season. A 4-for-19 series on the road against the Blue Claws last week. Open stance from the right side, 1-0. Consuegra takes. It's a cold strike, though. 93-mile-an-hour heater, and it's 1-1. Stanley homered in back-to-back games during that series in Lakewood last week against the Blue Claws. 1-1. Consuegra goes the other way. Hits this one high in the air to right field. De Leon camping under it. No, it's gone. Stanley Consuegra ties the game on a two-run blast. And we're all knotted up at two. That ball just kept going, going, and going. And with one swing of the bat, we got a brand new ball game. It's 2-2.
100 miles an hour to the opposite field, Johnny, from Consuegra. And the right fielder, De Leon, never saw it. Thought it might have enough distance to get out of here, and sure enough, ended up in the backyard.
So Consuegra pulls Brooklyn even. It's two apiece. And now the Cyclones with momentum back on their side for Jacob Reimer. First pitch misses badly inside. Almost hit him. Thought maybe it might have grazed the pants of Reimer, but not the case. Instead, 1-0, the righty batter.
Team leading 14th home run for Stanley.
1-0. Reimer hits a comebacker over the mound and through the middle of the infield for a base hit. So after Consuegra's game-tying home run, Reimer reaches base. And a two-out base runner for Brooklyn with William Lugo set to come to bat.
Might be one of those things, Johnny, where just needed to see one guy come away with a knock in a run to flip the switch back to on for the Brooklyn offense. That home run by Consuegra. Honestly, the last couple of runs for Brooklyn been bookended by Stanley Consuegra. Home runs had their most recent run on a solo shot in the top of the sixth on Friday night.
Brooklyn entered tonight's contest having gone 21 2/3 innings without scoring. up over 24 before Consuegra's two-run jack.
25 and a third is what it ended at.
First pitch is a strike to William Lugo. It's 0-1. Lloyd working out of the stretch with Reimer off of first base. 0-1. Lugo takes a fastball just a hair outside. And it's a ball and a strike to the right-handed hitting batter. Home crowd rejuvenated after the Consuegra two-run bomb. Trying to will Brooklyn in front here in the fourth. It's 2-2, 1-1. Lugo takes down and away. And it's two balls and one strike. So Lloyd, who had really been cruising through three, had only faced the minimum nine batters through the first three frames, has been tattooed here in the fourth. 2-1 upcoming. Lugo checks his swing and did not go. Missed down and away. It's three balls and one strike to the Brooklyn DH. Lugo today, 0-1, a swinging strikeout. Lloyd has three punch-outs so far through three and change. Reimer off of first, not a very big lead. 3-1 on the way to Lugo. He swings and misses. A big uppercut hack at that from Lugo. And it's three balls and two strikes. Gaping hole on the right side with the first baseman, Basayo, holding the runner, Reimer, on the pitch. Lugo cranks it to left field. That'll drop for a base hit. Reimer chugging his way towards third. Ball goes all the way to the wall. They're waving him home. Relay throw is in time to get him. He's out. Reimer out at the plate to retire the side. He's still sitting at home in disbelief of the call. Not sure if the tag was missed by Willems initially, and then on the second follow-through if he tagged him, as Reimer planted his foot on home plate, but either way, he is out. But not before Stanley Consuegra's two-run jack ties the game and evens us up at two runs apiece. You're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball on the Cyclone Radio Network and the Bally Live app.
Hey, Cyclones fans, had enough of those fundraisers where you have to sell chocolate bars or magazine subscriptions to raise money for your school, team, charity, or organization? Well, now you can use Cyclones tickets as a fundraiser instead. Simply select a game in April, May, or June and contact a Cyclones representative by texting or calling 718-37-BKLYN. From there, we'll set you up with the ability to sell Cyclones tickets through a unique custom link. You decide how much you want to sell your tickets for. For more info, please visit our team website at www.brooklyncyclones.com.
Come on out to Maimonides Park, where kids eat free on Wednesdays. For every Wednesday night game during the 2023 season, the first 500 kids age 14 and under that enter the ballpark will receive a voucher for Kids Eat Free. These vouchers can be redeemed at any concession stand through the ballpark for a hot dog and chips and a soft drink. For more info, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
We move to the top of the fifth in a tie game. It's 2-2. And for the play-by-play, here's Justin.
Thank you, Johnny. First pitch of the inning from Robert Colina squirts all the way to the backstop. And the count 1-0 on Creed Willems. Both teams trading a pair of runs in the fourth inning. Tied at 2. Willems, Basayo, Young. 3-4 and 5 due up in the inning as Colina misses outside. And the count 2-0. Willems has reached on an error, also grounded out to the pitcher tonight, the 2-0, and Willems pops it up. Third base side, Reimer into foul ground, now ranging back towards fair territory, and in fair ground makes the grab for the first out of the fifth. One up, one down, brings up Samuel Basayo. Couple of strikeouts tonight. Aberdeen, two runs, four hits, no errors. They have left six. Brooklyn, two runs, five hits, an error. They have stranded one. Colina for the first base side, and Basayo swings and misses. And the count 0-1. Colina was originally expected to start tonight. Moved to a bullpen role with Lucchese making a rehab start. 15th appearance, 11th out of the bullpen. Breaking ball fouled back. And the count 0-2. 2-2 record, 327 ERA. 40 hits and 41 in the third innings, 14 walks, 49 strikeouts. Colina, no decision last Tuesday, went a season-high 5 innings against Jersey Shore. Matched the season best with 7 Ks. As that sails over the head of everybody. And to the backstop, it's 1-2. You look at the last 7 outings for Colina. 3 of them starts, a 2-0 record. And a 188 ERA. The strikeout rate up 3%. And the walk rate down 2.5%. 1-2. And Basayo grabs enough to stay in there. Time for our Coney Convos trivia question of the night. Tweet with the hashtag Coney Convos if you think you know the answer. Roddy works from the first base side, and Basayo powers one in the air to left. Out is the shortstop, Williams. In is the third baseman, Reimer, and sliding feet first and making an incredible catch is Ryland Thomas. It was a mass of Navy humanity out in shallow left field. Williams and Reimer going out, and Thomas slicing in like his dad, a wide receiver in the NFL. And before that ball could bounce off the turf, yes, he did complete the process of a catch. Two out. My word. Sandy's loving that play. Sandy might have made that catch standing up, though. Could swoop in, fly in and make that play while still midair.
Is that how it works?
I think that's how birds work, yes. As Gardner Young fouls it back, it's 0-1. Bottom of the 8 o'clock hour in the East, tied at 2 as Young takes outside. It's 1-1. But last night, Pete Alonso, his 32nd and 33rd home runs of the year. Added his 34th earlier tonight as Young takes high and away, 2-1. Carter a couple of singles tonight. But Alonso, fourth most home runs through a player's first 5 seasons in Major League history. Who are the 3 players ahead of him? Tweet with the hashtag Coney Convos if you think you know. As Young takes a strike, it's 2-2. Sandy dancing along, having a good time. He and Rick, our public address announcer, mimicking the dance moves. The 2-2 up and away, and it's full. Isaac De Leon, the right fielder, waiting on deck. The payoff pitch from Robert. Swing and a miss. Got him. Pumped the fastball by Young. And Robert has a 1-2-3 top of the 5th inning. Retires the side on 14 pitches. First 1-2-3 inning for Brooklyn all evening long. We head to the bottom of the 5th, halfway home on this Tuesday night. Tied at 2 on the Cyclones Radio Network in the Bally Live app.
Calling all close talkers, low talkers, high talkers, anti-dentites, and those with man hands. Come on down to Coney Island on Saturday, August 19th. Yada, 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 you'll have a great time. The first 2,500 fans in attendance will receive a George Costanza bobblehead. Plus, there will be a special appearance from John O'Hurley, who famously played Jay Peterman on the show. There are special packages, including all you can drink, and guaranteed bobblehead packages available as well. Don't stop for Juju Fruits. Go directly to BrooklynCyclones.com and get your tickets to this annual celebration of all things Seinfeld.
For every home game during the 2023 season, the Cyclones will be offering an all-you-can-drink package. This special package offers an open bar for 2 hours, starting 30 minutes before the scheduled first pitch and running for 90 minutes after the scheduled first pitch. Hang out in the backyard in the shadow of the world-famous Coney Island Parachute Jump. Tickets are $50 per person if purchased in advance, and then $55 per person starting the Monday before the event. Visit our team website at brooklyncyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN to find out more.
Hi, this is Joe Swazi from Glen Cove, New York, and you're listening to the Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Bottom of the fifth inning, Daniel Lloyd back to the mound. 7-8-9 due up in the Brooklyn lineup. This game tied at 2. Justin Rock, Johnny Gadamowicz with you. First game of this 12-game homestand, 6-game series. Reminder, folks, 12 o'clock will be first pitch tomorrow in this series. Not 7, but 12 o'clock. Enjoy your late breakfast, maybe an early lunch with Johnny and I as Drake Osborne fouls it away. It's 0-1. Gates open at 11. Our coverage will hit the airwaves at 11:45 a.m. Jordani Ventura on the mound for Brooklyn. Trace Bright expected to start for Aberdeen as this hit hard but foul of the third baseline. And Osborne behind, no balls and two strikes. Drake, first time up. A ground out to short back in the third. Lloyd just at 60 pitches here tonight with nobody out in the fifth. The 0-2, and Osborne powers one in the air to left, back at the track at the wall, teeter, and that one's off the video board. Goodbye home run, Drake Osborne. His eighth home run of the year gives Brooklyn a 3-2 fifth inning lead. .98 miles an hour off the bat to straightaway left. And Osborne just continues to blast the ball out of the ballpark. A majestic shot. 8 homers, 25 RBIs on the year for Drake. And Brooklyn has the lead for the first time tonight. First pitch to DeAndre Smith. Taken up and away for ball one. Last two hits for Drake have left the ballpark as Smith bounces it on the ground to short, charging in Ben Cosme. And the low throw dug out by Basayo for the first out of the fifth. One in, one out. Here's Ryland Thomas. Ground out his first time up into a double play. Tony Convo's trivia question of the night. Give you the answer in the bottom of the sixth inning. First pitch to Ryland Lowe. It's 1-0. But Pete Alonso, it is 34th home run of the year earlier today. Has 180 career home runs, fourth most in Major League history through a player's first five Major League seasons. As Thomas takes a backdoor breaker for a strike, it's 1-1. What three players are currently ahead of him? Tweet the hashtag Coney Convos if you think you know the answer. 1-1, and Thomas puts it in the air to center. Over to his left, now backing up is Higgins to his left. And Higgins able to adjust to make the over-the-shoulder catch for the second out. The wind has been blowing out in that direction all day long. Might have been what kept on carrying it out towards the 4-12 marker. One on, two out. Back to the top of the order, and Jet Williams a couple of fly balls to center. So far in his home Cyclones debut, as Lloyd, this is outside and low, and the count 1-0. Williams foregoing a commitment to Mississippi State to sign with the Mets last year. 1-0, Williams takes a strike at the knees. It's even at 1-1. Base is empty, two out, bottom of the fifth, Brooklyn in front 3-2. 1-1, and Williams swings through the off speed at 86. And the count of ball and two strikes. Williams, a guy who has been unfazed by every assignment sent his way in the first year and change of his first professional season. 1-2, Williams off to Hants. Remains at a ball and two strikes. Williams came into the play today, tied for fifth in all of minor league baseball in walks. Don't see that very often from a first-year player, let alone from a first-year player that was in high school around a year ago. The 1-2, a little bit downstairs. And the count evens at 2 balls and 2 strikes. And that's been, honestly, a strong calling card for three of the new Brooklyn bats, including Williams, Reimer and Clifford included. The 2-2, Williams rips it down the right field line out of play. Stays at a 2-2 count on the 19-year-old shortstop.
Yeah, it's a great point, Justin. You know, with a lot of these younger players, so often that plate discipline really can be an issue. Their eyes get big. They want to go do damage.
2-2. Downstairs, 3-2. And you would imagine with a guy like Jet Williams who has such a mature approach already, you figure that keen eye is only going to continue to get better as he continues to see more and more high-level pitching. As Williams works a 1-2 count into a walk, and he's now reached safely in all 8 games, or rather all 7 games played, with the Cyclones on base streak now at an even 8. And that's the kind of thing we're talking about with Jet Williams, is sometimes players, especially at that young age, fall behind 2 strikes. Eyes maybe get a little bit wide trying to protect. And Williams stays true to what has made him successful throughout the first 18-plus years of his life. And it's an impressive mental acumen, not just from Jet, but his fellow 20 years and younger teammates, as the pitching coach, Austin Miney, out to talk with the right-hander Lloyd as the Aberdeen bullpen springs to life out in left. Right-hander beginning to throw down the line. Aberdeen is playing with 3 less than a full active roster. Only 27 active players on their roster as of first pitch today after their cavalcade of roster moves prior to today's contest. One on, one in, 2 out. And now the number 2 batter, Alex Ramirez. Line to base hit to left. And his last at-bat, throw back to first, and Williams dives in safely. And now Brooklyn not only with Omar De Los Santos as a stolen base threat, but Williams has stolen even more, 35 bags this season. There he goes, pitches high, throw down to second by Williams. Not in time, stolen base. Williams steals it on Williams. 4th stolen bag in a Cyclone uniform and number 36 on the season for the 19-year-old. And the count now 1-0 on Ramirez. Good slide to the outside part of the bag. 1-0. And Ramirez takes a letter high strike. And the count evens at 1-1. Quiet Tuesday night. First home game for the Cyclones here in the month of August. Lloyd's 1-1. And Ramirez early. Good off-speed pitch from the former South Carolina Gamecock. And Alex behind 1-2. Lloyd, a 14th round pick of the Orioles. 2 years ago out of South Carolina. Has had a 1.24 ERA in his last 5 starts coming into tonight. A 1-2 to Alex. Fastball outside. And the count evens at 2-2. Looked like a good spot there from Lloyd. Didn't get the call, though, from Shaw. And it stays even. Ryan Clifford, the first baseman, waiting on deck. The 2-2 from Lloyd. And Ramirez, bouncing ball right side, picked up by Masayo, races Alex to the bag and wins the race against Ramirez to end the inning. But Brooklyn takes the lead on the home run to left by Drake Osborne at the end of 5. 3-2 Cyclones on Bally Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
The Brooklyn Cyclones are excited to have yet another exciting lineup of jersey giveaways for the 2023 season. This year's giveaways include specialty uniforms for Pride Night, Star Wars Night, and so much more. For a full list of jersey giveaways, be sure to check out our team website at brooklyncyclones.com. Amazing starts here.
At Maimonides, excellence never stops. Our physicians here in Brooklyn have the best heart attack survival rates in the entire U.S. and are among the top 10 performers nationwide for clinical outcomes across health conditions. We've created separate spaces and safe care pathways, so there's no reason to put your health on hold. Maimonides Medical Center. Extraordinary times, extraordinary care.
Go to the top of the sixth inning. Brooklyn are pitching with the lead for the first time tonight. Fans, join us in a galaxy not so far away. That's Saturday, August 12th, is coming Saturday for Star Wars Night. Whether you're a Jedi Master or a Padawan, you want to get here early. First 1,500 fans in attendance receive an out-of-this-world jersey, plus post-game fireworks and a special ticket package featuring a Chewbacca fur cap. For tickets or more info, visit brooklyncyclones.com/Star Wars. Isaac De Leon, Tim Cisnaro, Ryan Higgins. 6-7-8-2 up for the Ironbirds in the sixth. And the first toss from Colina drops in for a strike. And the count 0-1. Coney Convo's trivia question of the night. Get you the answer in the bottom of the inning as De Leon takes outside. It's 1-1, but Pete Alonso, 34th homer of the year earlier today. Now 180 career home runs. Fourth most in Major League history through a player's first five seasons. De Leon takes high for ball two. What three players are ahead of him? See with the hashtag Coney Convos if you think you know the answer. As De Leon fouls it back. Count evens up at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Do have an answer already in on this Tuesday night. Roddy fires and De Leon takes high. It's now full. Good friend Robert Anderson guessing Ryan Howard, Daryl Strawberry, and David Wright. Fortunately, it is not any of those three players. I will say, one of them used to kill the Mets. One of them never played for the Mets, but is a distinct part of Mets history. The payoff pitch on the outside corner. Got him looking. Strike three. Painted the outside black with a 90-plus mile-an-hour fastball. And De Leon down on strikes for the first out of the sixth. Second strikeout today for Colina. Now painting the corner punch out brought to you by Lock and Solo Paints. Visit them in Brooklyn and the Bronx for reliability, convenience, and satisfaction. Tim Cisnaro, the batter, and the lefty takes down and in for ball one.
Yeah, back-to-back punch outs for Colina as well. He ended the fifth with a K and now starts the sixth with one.
Cisnaro has singled and walked, scored a run. That was back in the fourth, and he takes a letter high strike. It's 1-1. Cisnaro joining Aberdeen back on Friday from Double A Bowie. Hit 208 in the Eastern League, 4 homers, 17 RBIs. The 2-0, now the 1-1. A little bit below the knees. It's 2 balls and a strike. Cisnaro, originally an eighth round pick of the Diamondbacks in 2017 out of the University of Oregon. Did not play at all last year. 2-1. Inside, it's 3 balls and a strike. Prior to this season, his last action was with the Tennessee Smokies, the Cubs' double-A team, and in the Pioneer League with the now-independent Ogden Raptors, as this one crushed out to deep right center field. That one's going to split the gap and roll all the way to the base of the fence. Ramirez plays it off the wall, and that'll hold Cisnara to second with a one-out double. So Cisnara on base for the third time tonight. His first double with the Ironbirds, his seventh overall this season. And Aberdeen with a tying run in scoring position and one out. 103 miles an hour off the bat. Out towards one of the deepest parts of the ballpark.
Yeah, so Cisnara has been a thorn in Brooklyn's side all night long. Now a single, double, walk, and a run scored, all to his credit.
Brings up Ryan Higgins, the center fielder. He's also been on base twice today. Singled and walked in the third and fourth, respectively. First pitch from Kalina. Called strike. With the slider, it's 0-1. Higgins, guy who has spent a bunch of time this year on the IL, landed on Aberdeen's injured list on April the 24th. That fastball outside, it's 1-1. Started a rehab stint in the Complex League on June the 5th. And that rehab assignment transferred it to Delmarva 8 days later and joined Aberdeen a week after that. 1-1. Just off the outside edge, maybe a tad bit high. Count two balls and a strike. Higgins, ninth round pick of the Orioles 2 years ago out of Fresno State. The 2-1. A fastball ripped by him at 92. It's even at two balls and two strikes. Higgins, as a matter of fact, out of the same high school in California as the man standing at second base. The 2-2 off the hands to the right, stays even. So Cisnara also attending St. Francis High School in Mountain View, California, same school that produced former big leaguers Eric Burns and Daniel Descalzo. 2-2. Another one hammered back in towards the parking lot. Still a two-ball, two-strike count. Brooklyn a 3-2 lead here in the top of the sixth. Jacob Teeter, the left fielder, waiting on deck. Brooklyn has taken the lead on a Drake Osborne homer in the fifth. 2-2. Outside, and the count full. A lot of patient at-bats from Aberdeen tonight. Really not expanding the strike zone. The payoff pitch, and this put in the air right field. Back into his right, Consuegra. He's underneath to make the catch, tagging and moving to third, Cisnara. Throw-in cut off by Smith. So Higgins moves his fellow high school alum over to third base. But two down now in the sixth for the nine-batter Teeter. As Victor Ramos, the pitching coach, out to have a brief talk with Kalina. No action right now in Brooklyn's right field bullpen.
Yeah, it makes sense. Probably just a point of discussing some strategy here as far as Teeter's tendencies. Teeter, two plate appearances tonight, both of them walks. One of them came with the bases loaded. So this is someone who has not chased and swung and missed at pitches out of the zone. So I'm sure Ramos going over with Kalina now how exactly they want to try to attack this Aberdeen nine batter who, maybe contrary to popular belief, has done a very solid job out of that nine spot tonight for Aberdeen, really making these Brooklyn arms work.
Enjoying the team from Double A Bowie earlier today, has made a couple of stints in the Eastern League. This is second stint in the South Atlantic League. Now the umpire is talking to Robert Kalina. Robert Mercado, the Aberdeen manager, was saying something to JT Shaw in the middle of that mound visit, and they're making Kalina take off his earrings. Kalina seemingly happy to do it, although rather perplexed as to the reason why. It's not the first time we've seen something like that happen in the last couple of days. Yoander Suarez's start last week at Jersey Shore was asked to take off the sleeve on his right arm. Wasn't an issue his first 16-some-odd appearances of the year. Just happened to be a problem last week, and that might be the same case with Robert and his earrings. Teeter has walked twice tonight, and he takes a first-pitch strike. It's 0-1. Teeter, big, powerful left-handed batter out of Florida Southern, as he can't hold up on a curveball down. And Kalina quickly scoots ahead. No balls and two strikes. Top of the lineup, Anthony Servideo waiting on deck. Brooklyn will have 3, 4, and 5 due up in the bottom of the inning. Will it be against Daniel Lloyd, who's at 79 pitches? Or will Aberdeen swing open the bullpen door? The 0-2 outside. And the count of ball and two strikes. Brooklyn 3, Aberdeen 2. Tying run at third and two out. One ball, two strike pitch. Fastball on the outside corner. Got him looking. Teeter knew it, just put his head down and started walking back to the third base dugout. Kalina picks up his third K and strands the tying run at third in the sixth. No runs, a hit, one man left at the end of 5.5. 3-2 Brooklyn on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Optimum's fast 5-gig fiber internet helps Simone Suarez go farther, faster. Yes! With 99.9% reliability and speeds more than twice as fast as Verizon and Frontier, she can become a sports sensation. And with whole home Wi-Fi coverage, Simone can show off her soccer skills from any room in the house. Get Optimum fiber for as low as $30 a month and go farther with everything you do.
Hey Cyclones fans, be sure to join us at Maimonides Park for our Thursday night meal deal, where you can get dinner and a show for only $20. This package includes a field box ticket as well as our Thursday night meal deal. Take your pick of a hamburger, hot dog, or chicken tenders, in addition to a bag of chips and a fountain drink. Please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com, or call 718-37-BKLYN for additional information.
Hi, this is Joshua Cornelli from Caracas, Venezuela, and you are listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Daniel Lloyd's day has officially come to an end. The Aberdeen starter goes 5 innings, allows 3 runs, all of them earned. 6 hits, 3 walks, and a strikeout. He exits as the pitcher of record on the losing side after Drake Osborne's solo shot put Brooklyn in front 3-2. New pitcher in the game for the Ironbirds, it is Graham Fyrevet, and he gets 3-4-5. Clifford, Consuegra, and Reimer for Brooklyn. In the frame, Justin.
Thank you, Johnny. So Fyrevet, the new arm in to face the 3, 4, and 5 hitters for Brooklyn. Lloyd leaves the pitcher of record on the losing side, and Ryan Clifford takes a strike in the count 0-1. Fyrevet making his 25th appearance, 0-2, a 5.86 ERA with 3 saves. The 0-1 to Clifford, swing and a miss, lunging at the off speed. And the count 0-2. Fyrevet, 29 hits in 27 and two-thirds innings. 17 walks, 38 strikeouts. Last pitched on Friday, or rather Thursday, as Clifford strikes out swinging. Three-pitch strikeout is how Fyrevet begins his night. And there is one away in the bottom of the sixth inning. Brings up Stanley Consuegra, two-run game-tying home run to right. last time up in the fourth inning is also a foul pop to first base. Ira Ved, former 16th round pick out of Virginia Tech, as is fouled off the hands. And the count 0-1. Fastball slider. The predominant arsenal for the right-hander. Get you the answer to our Coney Convo's trivia question. As Consuegra swings through the high fastball at 91, it's 0-2. But our question tonight, Pete Alonso, it is 180th career home run earlier today against the Cubs. Fourth most through a player's first five seasons in Major League history as Consuegra nearly gets hit. It's the spin out of the way at 93, high and tight. And the count 1-2. But Alonso's numbers, fourth most through a player's first five seasons. Who are the top three? As Consuegra, a high towering fly ball. Left center field, back into his right. Higgins onto the warning track, makes the backhanded catch. In front of the Baikal Auto Mall signage for the second out. Ball just kept on carrying and carrying out to left center. Just didn't have enough distance to get over Higgins' head. Two down for Jacob Reimer. Single to center, was thrown out trying to score from first base on a Lugo double in the fourth. We do have a couple of correct answers that came in. As Reimer takes inside and high, it is 1-0. Our good friend Robert Anderson chimed in with two of the three correct answers. And our buddy Charlie Jacobs, who's shadowing our broadcast tonight, nailed the third. As Reimer takes low. The count 1-0. But the three players with more home runs through the first 5 years in their big league careers. As Reimer takes outside for ball three. We welcome you here on Coney Island. Justin Rock, the man in the hot dog hat. Johnny Gadamowicz, the bespectacled man to the far left. Charlie hiding in between the two of us. There's his hand. There's Charlie. Glad he could be with us tonight as Reimer takes a letter high strike. It's 3-1. But the man with the most home runs in the first 5 years of a big league career, the king of his own corner, Ralph Kiner, 215 of them. As Reimer takes a strike, it's 3-2. Kiner was first with 215. Albert Pujols was the Mets killer we were referring to. He's second with 201 as Reimer strikes out on the fastball to end the inning. The third, former Milwaukee Brave Eddie Matthews. He's next up on Alonso's list. 10 behind him, or 10 ahead of him, I should say, with 190 through the first 5 years of his big league career. 1-2-3 goes Brooklyn against Fyrevet in the sixth and the seventh. 3-2 Brooklyn on the Cyclones Radio Network.
We have no business being in this business. But you can't fail if you don't quit. Born in a shack off the highway and raised in Austin, we bottled that spirit and capped it in copper like a sunset. For 25 years, we told friends and shared the joy. You made us who we are. It's more than vodka. There's spirit in this bottle.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Go to the top of the seventh inning. Brooklyn leading Aberdeen 3-2. Robert Colina out for his third full inning of relief. Top of the lineup, two up for Aberdeen. Cervideo, Ben Cosme, and Willems. And due back up for the play-by-play, my partner in crime, Johnny Gadamowicz.
Well, it's Bark in the Park night here at the ballpark, so naturally, who let the dogs out? Blaring through the loudspeakers here on Coney Island, where the Cyclones have a 3-2 lead on top of the Aberdeen Ironbirds as we move to the top of the seventh. Robert Galina back out for another frame of relief work, and he gets the top of the lineup to begin the inning. First pitch. Breaking ball misses, no, a called strike rather, might have crossed up Drake Osborne, who fell to his rear end in the process. That led me to believe the pitch was in the dirt. But now Osborne, clearly a bit crossed up, goes out to have a word with Kalina, and the pitching coach Victor Ramos out there as well, the intermediary.
Yeah, I think that definitely crossed up Osborne. He was sliding to his right, and he caught that ball to his left. Honestly, I was surprised more than anything that the home plate umpire, J.T. Shaw, still awarded them a strike. It was a strike, but very rarely do you see that called when a catcher has to change his location that much.
But it is a strike all the same, so it's nothing and one after this brief visit on the mound does conclude, and the home plate umpire, J.T. Shaw, out to break it up. And he and Ramos exchanging a couple of words as Ramos makes his way back to the first base dugout. So 1-0 the count, or rather 0-1, pardon me, on the leadoff man, Anthony Cervideo. Cervideo, a late addition into the lineup this evening. His only time he reached tonight was a bases-loaded walk. Other than that, a flyout and a strikeout to his name. Kalina's 0-1. Cervideo takes a breaking ball well outside, and it is one ball and one strike. Brooklyn a 3-2 lead. Aberdeen hopped out to a 2-0 lead, but Brooklyn immediately responded with two in the fourth, 1-1. His flared foul, left-hand side, and out of play. So they count 1-2. Yeah, the Ironbirds with a 2 spot in the top half of the fourth. Then Brooklyn matched it in the home half of the inning before taking the lead in the bottom of the fifth on a Drake Osborne solo shot, Osborne's 8th long ball of the 2023 campaign. Drake's batting average still well below the Mendoza line, sub 200. But he has been certainly getting his homers here in 2023. His 8th tonight, 1-2. Check swing, did he go around? No, not on appeal, says the base umpire Chad Westlake. So the count moves now to even, 2 balls and 2 strikes to Anthony Cervideo. Mentioned Cervideo playing third base tonight, was not initially included in the starting nine for this Aberdeen squad that's had a flurry of roster moves. 2-2. Line drive, straight away center field. Ramirez steps back just about a step and a half to make the catch for out number one. Scorcher off the bat of Cervideo, but right at Ramirez. And there's one gone with the bases empty. Still 3-2 Brooklyn. Now Frederick Bencosme, who is 0-for-3 tonight. A ground out, a strikeout, and another ground out in that order. Out of the two spot at 242 during his 2023 season with the Ironbirds. Kalina works exclusively from the stretch. First pitch misses low. For ball one, it's 1-0. For Bencosme, he has played in now 87 games in the calendar year, all of them with high A Aberdeen. Righty arm on lefty bat, 1-0. And he takes a pitch just off the plate. It's 2 balls and no strikes. Kalina to the 91-mile-an-hour heater, but it just missed away to the lefty batter. Brooklyn infield in their usual spots. Reimer, Williams, Smith, and Clifford left to right. 2-0. Misses down and in. And Kalina falls behind, 3 balls and no strikes. Well, the walks have been a bit of an issue for Brooklyn pitching thus far tonight. Namely, Dylan Hall, who walked 4 just before Robert Kalina came into this game. 3-0 pitch should get me over strike, and it's 3-1. But since Kalina's come on, he hasn't walked anybody.
4 of the 5 walks tonight, unfortunately, have been charged to Hall, given up by Brooklyn pitching.
That after Joey Lucchese, who started this game for the Cyclones, walked 1 over 3 1/3. So 3 balls, 1 strike, and 1 out. Bases empty. Brooklyn a 1-run lead. The pitch misses high, and that's ball 4. So, right on cue, Robert Kalina issues his first walk of the evening. It's a 1-out base runner, as Bencosme stands in on first, with 1 away for the 3-batter Creed Willems. That's the first time that Ben Cosme has reached safely tonight. And now Willems will try to make sure it doesn't go to waste as Ben Cosme represents the tying run here in the top of the seventh. First pitch. Willems takes low and in towards his cleats. It's ball one. Robert Colina was initially slated to perhaps start this game for Brooklyn prior to Joey Lucchese making his rehab start here at the high A level. Colina, a bulk relief outing tonight. 1-0. Wave and a miss. And it is 1-1. Willems handling catching duties tonight for Aberdeen out of the three spot. Entered play tonight just 2 for his last 15. He did reach on an error back in the first. 1-1. Takes outside. And it is 2 balls and 1 strike. Been a little bit of a struggle for Willems at the dish over the past couple of weeks. Only one multi-hit game since July the 15th. But he is the three batter in this Ironbird lineup, at least tonight. 2-1. Willems skies it to straightaway center field. Playable for Ramirez. Back a couple of steps. Now in and makes the one-handed catch for out number two. So after the one-out walk issued to Ben Cosme, Colina gets Willems to fly out to center. And now a much more manageable scenario. Two gone and a runner on first for Samuel Basayo. Basayo, the cleanup batter for these Ironbirds. He's 0-3 tonight with a pair of strikeouts. Kalina's first toss to him. A fastball with some good life, but it misses outside for ball one. Should be very interesting to see how long Chris Newell, Victor Ramos, the rest of this Brooklyn coaching staff wants to let Colina go here. This next pitch is 55th. 1-0. Clips the outside corner for a strike, and it's 1-1.
Well, you look at his last couple of outings. They've all been starts, each of his last three appearances. Last two times has gone over 70 pitches, so you wonder if they want to try and keep him on that starter regimen.
Throw over. Runner is back in time.
So I would not be shocked, depending on pitch count, to see Colina work through this inning, maybe even through next inning. And then all bets are off in the ninth, regardless of what the score is.
1-1 upcoming. Here's the pitch. Flared foul, left-hand side out of play, and it's 1-2. Yeah, if Colina can keep those base runners to a minimum and be economical with his pitch count, don't think it's too far-fetched to say that Brooklyn could ride him the rest of the way. But time will tell. Ahead on Basayo, 1-2. He deals. Snubbed foul behind home plate. Count remains 1-2. Just hit it off the handle of the bat. Brooklyn tonight, 3 runs on 6 hits and an error. Aberdeen 2-5 and no errors. Ironbirds trying to snap their 11-game skid. It's seen them fall 4.5 back in the division. 1-2 misses away. And it's 2 balls and 2 strikes. Of course, we have gotten to that point in the year when you start to scoreboard watch, everybody does it. You can't help it.
All the cool kids are doing it.
It's Brooklyn squad in first place. 2-2, cut on and missed, strike three. Robert Colina has his fourth strikeout of the night. He gets Basayo to strike out for the third time tonight. We'll give you that out-of-town scoreboard check when we come back. Stretch time in Brooklyn. Cyclones 3 and Ironbirds 2 on the Cyclone Radio Network and the Bally Live app.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Be sure to join us at Maimonides Park for our Thursday night meal deal, where you can get dinner and a show for only $20. This package includes a field box ticket as well as our Thursday night meal deal. Take your pick of a hamburger, hot dog, or chicken tenders in addition to a bag of chips and a fountain drink. Please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com, or call 718-37-BKLYN for additional information.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Hi, this is Chris Newell from Clarkston, Michigan, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Stretched out here on Coney Island, we go to the bottom of the seventh. Cyclones a 3-2 lead on the Ironbirds. Graham Fyrevenn, righty reliever for Aberdeen. He's back out for another inning of work, set to get 6-7-8 to begin this bottom of the seventh in the Brooklyn lineup. It's William Lugo, Drake Osborne, and then DeAndre Smith with Justin Rock. My name's Johnny Gadamowitz. First pitch. Fyrevenn darts a fastball on the outer half for a called strike to Lugo, and it's nothing and one. William, one for two so far tonight, a strikeout and a double to his name. A one. Lugo hacks and misses at a breaking ball, lower half of the zone, and falls behind quickly, nothing and two. Lugo just 3-for-19 this past week on the road against Jersey Shore. Fyrevenn working quickly. 0-2 is flared foul towards us, and it caroms into the booth. Oh, here we go. Foul ball. And Charlie shadowing us tonight is going home with a souvenir. How about that? Gotta love it. Took a hop off the overhang above us and then clanged right back down here. 0-2 misses inside to Lugo, and it's 1-2. That it hit your shoe on the way, too. All right, how about that? Now, it's funny because that is the second foul ball that we have had in the booth this year. Had one a couple of weeks back as well. No ricochet that time, though. Was able to make the play barehanded. 1-2 misses down and away, and it's 2-2. Justin's going to get a kick out of this. He missed another foul ball in the booth. Or shouldn't say another. He was here for the first one. But they don't happen very often, so I'm sure he'll be kicking himself. But that's okay. He'll get over it. Two balls, two strikes, nobody out. Bases empty to William Lugo. Fyrevenn hurls. And it's a flare on the right side, right to the second baseman, Young, who makes the catch for out number one. Not very hard hit. Lugo just got it off the handle of the bat. So one away. Bases empty now for Drake Osborne, who as it stands right now has been the hero of this game. Osborne's solo home run, the difference maker in this 3-2 affair. Bases empty, one gone. Righty on righty. Fyrevenn set at the belt, a left leg kick in his first pitch. Fastball over the heart of the zone for a called strike. 93 on the gun that time. And it's nothing and one to the Brooklyn catcher. Osborne one for two. Mentioned that solo home run. Also a ground out. Waves and misses at an 0-1, offering down and in. And Drake will need to get defensive now. He falls behind quickly, nothing and two. DeAndre Smith waiting on deck. Aberdeen infield playing back towards the outfield grass, particularly over the middle. 0-2, hit in the air, behind home plate, this one into the seats. Didn't quite reach our level, but it did take a hard hop off someone's water bottle, it looked like, that went flying a couple of rows in front of that fan. But everything appears to be all good in the seats below. 0-2 to Osborne. He takes in the dirt for ball one, one ball and two strikes. Drake at just $1.66 so far this season with Brooklyn. But he does have 8 home runs to his name. Perhaps none bigger than his one tonight. The difference maker. 1-2. Osborne leans out of the way of a breaking ball that tailed inside. Two balls and two strikes. And now Justin has made his way back to the booth, and we can relay the news that we had our second foul ball of the season make its way to the booth. It didn't come cleanly, though. It hit the banister right above us and then came sharply right back down and hit Charlie in the sneaker. 2-2. Osborne takes down and away, works the count full, three balls and two strikes. So how about that? You get to shadow the broadcast and go home with the souvenir. Not a bad Tuesday night whatsoever. 3-2 coming from Fyrevenn. He deals. Osborne scorches one to left. That's down for a base hit. Over the glove of the shortstop, Ben Cosme. And Osborne parks in at first with a one-out single. Drake's second hit of the night. And that brings up DeAndre Smith with one away and a runner on.
My only question in relation to that is, who hit it? Was it Osborne or was it Lugo?
It was Lugo. It was
so
Lugo.
Lugo has a beef with
the booth.
Us.
Yeah, maybe William doesn't like us. We gotta have a word.
I was gonna say you caught the ball that he hit up here the last
time. That is correct. I didn't even put two and two together there.
That was my first thought looking back at my scorebook. Lugo was the first batter of the inning. Was he the guy that did it?
Yeah. DeAndre Smith takes a called strike one. It's 0-1 of the former USC Trojan. Smith hitting back-to-back in the lineup with his former collegiate teammate Ryland Thomas, who stands on deck. Those two in the 8-9 hole. Uppercut, swing and a miss on an 0-1 heater. And it is nothing and two to Smith. DeAndre one for two. A single and a ground out. Righty bat. Asks for time before he digs back in. 0-2 delivery upcoming. No daylight left whatsoever here on Coney Island. Lights have taken their full effect. 0-2, Smith grounds it to first. Nice backhand play by Passayo. Throw over to second for one. Back to first. The throw is wide, and Smith is safe. We needed to be quick. Smith was booking it down that first base line. Relay looked good to start, but a poor finish. So the result, Smith standing in at first with two away as Osborne is taken off the base paths. Now Ryland Thomas with Smith on first and two gone. 3-2 Brooklyn here in the bottom of the seventh. Cyclones trying to add to their lead and give the bullpen a little bit more insurance. We'll see if Robert Kalina does indeed come back out. Throw over to check on Smith. He's back safely. No real action or even light action at bat appears to be brewing down the right field line in the Brooklyn pen. So for the time being, all signs pointing towards Robert Kalina coming back out for at least inning number eight. First pitch, Thomas takes a fastball high. It's 1-0. Hit in the air, foul, out towards Surf Avenue, left-hand side. And it is 1-1. Thomas tonight, 0-2. A rare 0-for night for Ryland. Middle infield back, 1-1. Thomas golfs it foul, third base side, into the netting. And it's 1-2. Yeah, for Thomas so far, 333 during his time in Brooklyn. Collected six hits during the Jersey Shore series. 1-2. Hit on the ground, a slow roller. Second baseman Young charges. Underhand toss to first in time to retire the side. So nothing doing for Brooklyn in the bottom of the seventh. They leave one. And at the end of seven, it is the Cyclones 3 and the Ironbirds 2 on the Cyclone Radio Network and the Bally Live app.
Step right up and greet the Mets this summer at Maimonides Park. Mets legends Bartolo Colon, Mookie Wilson, and recently inducted Mets Hall of Famer Howard Johnson will be coming to Coney Island during the month of July with special autograph and limited edition bobblehead packages available. For more information or to purchase tickets, visit brooklyncyclones.com/meetthemets.
Come on out to Maimonides Park, where kids eat free on Wednesdays. For every Wednesday night game during the 2023 season, the first 500 kids age 14 and under that enter the ballpark will receive a voucher for Kids Eat Free. These vouchers can be redeemed at any concession stand through the ballpark for a hot dog and chips and a soft drink. For more info, please visit brooklyncyclones.com.
Well, Robert Kalina is indeed back out to at least start this top of the eighth. We'll see how much Kalina has left in the gas tank, working with a one-run lead. It is Brooklyn 3 and Aberdeen 2 as we get this six-game homestand. Should say 12-game homestand, but six-game series started between Brooklyn and Aberdeen. Cyclones trying to finish it off and to take us home the rest of the way. Here's my partner, Justin Rock.
Thank you, Johnny. Carter Young, Isaac De Leon, Tim Cisnara, 5, 6, and 7. Due up for the Ironbirds in the top half of the eighth inning. Aberdeen, two runs, five hits. No errors. They have left eight. Brooklyn, three runs, seven hits. An error, they have left three. Young, two for three. A couple of singles and a strikeout tonight. And his Aberdeen in high A debut. And he takes low for ball one. It is not Carter Young that is batting right now. That is Arizona Placencia, who is pinch hitting. And he swings and misses. And the count, I believe, no balls and two strikes. It's one ball and one strike. Placencia also added to Aberdeen's roster earlier today. He takes a strike and the count now one and two. Placencia has played at all four full season levels in the Orioles organization this year, hitting 221 in 41 games. The 1-2 up and in. And the count evens at two balls and two strikes. Placencia went 1-for-4 on Sunday for Delmarva, playing at home against Lynchburg. The 2-2, swing and a miss, got him. Struck him out with the high fastball at 93. Robert Colina has his fifth strikeout, and there's one out at the top of the eighth. That paint in the corner punch out brought to you by Lock and Solo Paints. Visit them in Brooklyn and the Bronx for reliability, convenience, and satisfaction. Base is empty for De Leon. A couple of strikeouts and a fly ball to center. And this one popped towards right field. Consuegra going back now in and towards the line to his left. And he'll make the catch right by the Cyclones' word mark for the second out of the eighth inning. Two up, two down for Tim Cisnara. Has reached base three times today, a single, a double, and a walk. Stranded at third his last time in the sixth. Shortstop Williams shaded up the middle, first pitch, and Cisnara fooled on the breaking ball down by his back heel. And the count 0-1. The game everybody watching in Brooklyn tonight, also being played here in the Empire State. As Cisnara takes low, it's 1-1. Hudson Valley trailing Jersey Shore 5-3 in the top of the ninth inning. Hudson Valley lost quite a bit of talent from their roster earlier today. They, too, made a bevy of roster moves prior to their series opener. Drew Thorpe going up to Double A Somerset. As Cisnara takes high, it's 2-1. Jersey Shore, Hudson Valley came into play today, three games back of Brooklyn in the North Division. One of them will still be three games back after tonight, at least, the 2-1. Outside, and it's three balls and a strike. Ryan Higgins represents the go-ahead run. He is on deck. Colina's 3-1 pitch, and this one hammered in the air to center. Back goes Ramirez away back to the warning track, turns around, and he caught it. Yes, he did. Alex Ramirez with a remarkable catch in front of the 4-12 marker. Cisnara was still in his home run trot halfway to third base. Ramirez back to the wall, reaching away from his body towards the home plate side, and somehow able to reel it in to end the inning. Cisnara made a bid for a game-tying home run, but chose the wrong part of the ballpark. We head to the bottom of the eighth, 3-2 Brooklyn on Bally Live in the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Had enough of those fundraisers where you have to sell chocolate bars or magazine subscriptions to raise money for your school, team, charity, or organization? Well, now you can use Cyclones tickets as a fundraiser instead. Simply select a game in April, May, or June and contact a Cyclones representative by texting or calling 718-37-BKLYN. From there, we'll set you up with the ability to sell Cyclones tickets through a unique custom link. You decide how much you want to sell your tickets for. For more info, please visit our team website at www.brooklyncyclones.com.
Calling all close talkers, low talkers, high talkers, anti-dentites, and those with man hands. Come on down to Coney Island on Saturday, August 19th. Yada, 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 you'll have a great time. The first 2,500 fans in attendance will receive a George Costanza bobblehead. Plus, there will be a special appearance from John O'Hurley, who famously played Jay Peterman on the show. There are special packages, including all you can drink, and guaranteed bobblehead packages available as well. Don't stop for Juju Fruits. Go directly to BrooklynCyclones.com and get your tickets to this annual celebration of all things Seinfeld.
Top of the lineup, due up for Brooklyn as he moved to the bottom of the eighth inning. Jet Williams, Alex Ramirez, Ryan Clifford, the three scheduled to bat. Brooklyn holding on to a 3-2 lead. Williams 0 for 2 with a walk tonight, and he takes a called strike. It's 0-1. The 0-1 pitch, and Williams takes down and in. Count evens at a ball and a strike. Take a look around the Mets affiliates here on this Tuesday night. 1-1. And Williams takes outside for ball two. Mets trailing the Cubs 3-2 through eight innings tonight. Pete Alonso, as we mentioned, as part of our trivia question, his 34th home run of the year. Two-run shot to provide the only two Met runs. As Williams takes outside, it's three balls and a strike. Brandon Nimmo, Jeff McNeil, Pete Alonso, Abraham Almonte, Omar Narvaez, the former Cyclones in the big league lineup. As Williams takes a strike, it's full. Triple-A Syracuse, Mike Vassell came dangerously close to a no-hitter. Had it broken up on a Brandon Lockridge single to start the bottom of the ninth inning in Syracuse's 3-0 win. As Williams in the air right center field, back into his left is Higgins on the move as he moves onto the warning track. Makes the catch right by the Mr. Softy sign for the first out of the eighth inning. So another drive by Williams to center that Higgins runs down. And there is one out for Alex Ramirez. Ramirez, 1-for-3 tonight. Singled and scored back in the fourth. Ground out to first his last time in the fifth. And the first pitch to Ramirez jammed towards short. Charging in Ben Cosme and his throw to first in time for the second out. Looking ahead to the top of the ninth inning, Aberdeen will have 8-9-1 due up. Higgins teetering back to the top of the lineup in Sarah Padilla. But Syracuse, a 3-0 lead, or a 3-0 win, I should say. Ronnie Mauricio, his 17th homer of the year. Joe Swazi, two more hits, a walk and an RBI. Ryan Clifford, the batter. And he looks at a called strike one. Swazi hitting 462 to start his AAA career. The 0-1. And Clifford, a high pop fly, left-hand side. Foul ground. Willems called off by the third baseman, Servideo. Willems tried making the slide and grab with the ball knuckling in the breeze. And neither third baseman nor catcher could reel it in. And instead, it's 0-2 on Clifford. Double A Binghamton held off Somerset on the road 9-7. Hayden Senger and Jalen Palmer with home runs for the Rumble Ponies. The 0-2. High, it's 1-2. Luis Angel Acuna reached base twice. Had a double and a walk in that one. Drew Gilbert went 1-for-5 and drove in three. The 1-2. Clifford smacks it foul to the right. We'll do it again in a ball and two strikes. Jeremiah Jackson, who came over in the Dominic Leon trade, 1-for-4 with an RBI in that one. The 1-2. Swing and a miss. Got him. Struck him out on the off-speed away. And Graham Fyreved with three shutout innings of relief. Through eight innings tonight. We move to the ninth. Brooklyn trying to close out a victory. They lead it 3-2. Don't go anywhere on Bally Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Sundays with the Cyclones make the most fun ballpark in America even more fun. Kids get free ice cream and an opportunity to run the bases after the game. There are great giveaways, character appearances, bounce house fun in the backyard, and so much more. Check out BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN for all the Sunday Funday information you need.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Have you ever wanted the chance to be behind the mic for that big home run call? Well, now you can. Throughout the 2023 season, kids age 7 through 14 will be selected for a chance to be the Cyclones Kidcaster of the game. This exclusive experience includes 4 tickets to that Sunday's game, a prize pack from Dave & Buster's, and the chance to join the Cyclones radio team and call the game in the bottom of the third inning. To enter and find additional information, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Hi, this is Jace Beck from Tuttle, Oklahoma, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Go to the top of the ninth inning. Robert Colina back to the mound. Brooklyn trying to close out a one-run 3-2 victory. Ryan Higgins, Jacob Teeter, Anthony Cervideo, 8-9-1. Two up for the Ironbirds in the ninth inning. Brooklyn does have their bullpen up and moving. Looks to be Paul Gervais getting ready just in case. Higgins 1-for-2 with a single and a walk tonight. And he swings the first pitch of the ninth and fouls it towards the parking lot. And the count 0-1. Aberdeen, 2 runs, 5 hits, no errors. They have left 8. Brooklyn, 3 runs, 7 hits, an error. They have stranded 3. This is the 72nd pitch tonight for Robert. And a fastball at the letters comes in at 93. And Colina ahead 0-2. Bottom of the 9 o'clock hour in the East. Justin Rock, Johnny Gadamowicz with you on the Cyclones Radio Network. Opening game of this crucially important 2-week homestand before Brooklyn closes out the road schedule with back-to-back road series in the Carolinas. The 0-2, got him. Fastball up and in at 93. And Colina overpowers Higgins on 3 pitches. Strikes him out to start the ninth. Painting the corner punch out brought to you by Lock and Solo Paints. You can visit them in Brooklyn and the Bronx for reliability, convenience, and satisfaction. Jacob Teeter has walked twice and struck out. Has an RBI tonight. And the breaking ball from Colina drops in for strike one. Fans, a reminder, win or lose, after the final out, we'll have the recap report for you. Look back at today's game. Scores from out of town. A look ahead to game number 2 of this series. As this hit in the air down the left field line. Thomas to his right. Still in fair territory. Reaches up above that Navy cap to make the catch. And the Cyclones 1 out away from a series opening victory. It was a towering fly ball from Teeter. And the way the wind has swirled on Coney Island tonight, not an easy play at all for Thomas. But Rylan, who's already made one highlight reel catch tonight, able to stay on his own 2 feet to make the second out of the ninth inning. Anthony Cervideo 0-for-3 with a walk. Lined out to center his last time, takes a call at strike one. Outfield at average depth as the slider from Colina misses outside. It's 1-1. Cervideo, former third-round pick of the Orioles, out of Ole Miss. Lefty batter with an open stance, the 1-1. Inside and low. And the count, 2 balls and a strike. Aberdeen jumped out to a 2-0 lead in the fourth. On back-to-back bases loaded walks. Brooklyn's 3 runs on a pair of homers. A 2-run shot by Consuegra. A go-ahead solo blast by Osborne. This grounded back up the middle and threw into center field for a base hit. Cervideo keeps the game alive. His first Aberdeen base hit. Throw-in gets a little bit haywire. But no chance for Cervideo to advance in a scoring position. And the Ironbirds, at the least, will bring the go-ahead run to the plate here in the ninth inning. One on and two out for Frederick Bencosme. Paul Gervais, as we had surmised, warming in the bullpen just in case. And time called. By Bencosme ahead of the first pitch. Frederick 0-for-3 today. Walked in his last at-bat in the seventh. Righty against lefty. And Bencosme takes a fastball strike at 92. And the count 0-1. Bencosme, just 20 years old, won't celebrate his 21st birthday until December. The 0-1 on the outside corner, and the Cyclones one strike away from opening up this two-week homestand with a W. Great crowd on hand for a Tuesday night, clapping along. Runner takes his lead, the 0-2, and this one flared out in a shallow right. Out is Smith, makes the falling down over the shoulder catch, and you can celebrate a Cyclones victory. Was hit into a precarious spot in shallow right. Coming on was Consuegra. DeAndre Smith got a great read on it. Back into his left, and as he somersaulted backwards onto the outfield turf, able to land the dismount and make the catch as the Cyclones open up this series with a victory. Your final score in 9, the Brooklyn Cyclones 3 and the Aberdeen Ironbirds 2. Brooklyn hands Aberdeen their 12th straight loss dating back to 2 weeks ago. Brooklyn snaps their 3-game slide back to 500 overall on the year at 51-51. And they have guaranteed themselves at least a 3-game lead in the division going into Wednesday. We'll take a break when we come back. Recap report is next. Brooklyn wins it 3-2. Don't go anywhere on Valley Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Calling all close talkers, low talkers, high talkers, anti-dentites, and those with man hands. Come on down to Coney Island on Saturday, August 19th. Yada, 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 you'll have a great time. The first 2,500 fans in attendance will receive a George Costanza bobblehead. Plus, there will be a special appearance from John O'Hurley, who famously played Jay Peterman on the show. There are special packages, including all you can drink, and guaranteed bobblehead packages available as well. Don't stop for Juju Fruits. Go directly to BrooklynCyclones.com and get your tickets to this annual celebration of all things Seinfeld.
Hey, Cyclones fans, had enough of those fundraisers where you have to sell chocolate bars or magazine subscriptions to raise money for your school, team, charity, or organization? Well, now you can use Cyclones tickets as a fundraiser instead. Simply select a game in April, May, or June and contact a Cyclones representative by texting or calling 718-37-BKLYN. From there, we'll set you up with the ability to sell Cyclones tickets through a unique custom link. You decide how much you want to sell your tickets for. For more info, please visit our team website at www.brooklyncyclones.com.
Hi, this is Drake Osborne from Corpus Christi, Texas, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Time for the happy recap here from Coney Island as the Cyclones rally from two runs down to defeat Aberdeen tonight by a final of 3-2. As the song blares across the PA here on Coney Island. The Cyclones are back in their New York groove as they get back to 500 overall, 51-51. 9 games over .500 in the second half at 23-14. Aberdeen with the loss dropping to 49-51 overall, 17-19. In the season's second half. Take you through the game that was here tonight. Joey Lucchese making a rehab start for the Mets. Daniel Lloyd getting the ball for Aberdeen. Was a scoreless game through 3 innings tonight, and that's when Aberdeen was able to get on the scoreboard first. Joey Lucchese struck out the leadoff batter Samuel Basayo on 3 pitches, then gave up a base hit to center from Carter Young. That was all for Lucchese. His day done after 52 pitches. On it came the right-hander Dylan Hall to try and close out the inning. Got Isaac De Leon to fly out to center for the second out, but then walked Tim Cisnara, walked Ryan Higgins, walked Jacob Teeter to force in a run, made it 1-0. Then walked Anthony Cervideo to bring in another tally, made it 2-0. That was all for Hall. Robert Kalina came on, got Frederick Benkosme to ground out to first to end the fourth inning, and from that point onward, Aberdeen would only get one man into scoring position over the final 5 trips to the plate they had tonight. That was in the sixth inning when Tim Cisnara doubled with 1 out, moved to third on a flyout, and was stranded there on an inning-ending strikeout of Jacob Teeter. But Brooklyn started to chip away in the bottom half of that fourth inning as that 2-run lead did not last very long. With 1 out, Alex Ramirez singled to left. And after Ryan Clifford struck out, Stanley Consuegra powered a 2-run home run to right, his team-leading 14th of the year, tied the game at 2. And then it stayed a 2-all game until the bottom of the fifth inning. He fell behind 0-2, but on the 0-2 pitch, Drake Osborne banged it off the video board and left for a solo homer. His 8th of the year gave Brooklyn a 3-2 lead. That home run, our Hal's Potato Chips play of the game. Hal's Potato Chips, New York made and Brooklyn born. The official potato chip of your Brooklyn Cyclones. Robert Kalina, as we said, took the baton from there and crossed the finish line with ease as the Cyclones win it tonight by a final of 3-2. Kalina earns the win in relief, 5 1/3. Shutout innings of relief, just 2 hits, a walk, and 6 strikeouts tonight. The 5 1/3 innings, a new season high. Daniel Lloyd takes the loss. He drops to 4-5, gave up 3 runs on 6 hits in 5 innings, walked 1, and struck out 3. Final line score tonight, Aberdeen 2 runs, 6 hits, no errors. They left 9. Brooklyn 3 runs, 7 hits, an error. They left 3. Final time of game tonight, 2 hours and 35 minutes in front of a crowd of 2,953. On this Tuesday night, take a look at the out-of-town scoreboards before we say goodbye on this Tuesday evening. Couple of finals to alert you on. Only one game still in progress in the South Atlantic League. That is in Georgia, top of the 10th. Winston-Salem, actually 2 games still in progress. I stand corrected. Top of the 10th, Winston-Salem leading Rome 5-3. Bottom of the 8th, Greenville on top of Greensboro 10-8. Hickory defeated Asheville 4-1 tonight. Jersey Shore sends Hudson Valley to 4 games back. They win that one over the Renegades 5-3. And Bowling Green, a 1-0 shutout win over Wilmington. Mets affiliate scoreboard today. Mets trailing the Cubs 3-2 in the bottom of the 9th. Pete Alonso is 34th homer of the year. Mike Vassell took a no-hit bid into the 9th. He gave up a leadoff single in that frame, but Syracuse goes on to shut out Scranton Wilkes-Barre 3-0. Ronnie Mauricio is 17th home run. Double-A Binghamton holds off Somerset 9-7. Hayden Senger, Jalen Palmer with home runs in that one. Drew Gilbert brought in 3. Single-A St. Lucie had a tough one. They fall at home to Palm Beach by a final of 15-4 in that one. Vincent Perozzo, a couple of RBIs in that game. Dominican Summer League, Mets blue. Had their game completed early due to rain. They beat the Blue Jays 5-0 in 8. Mets Orange had their game completed early due to rain as well. They fall to the Marlins on the road 3-2. And the Florida Complex League Mets lose at home to the Cardinals 5-0. Looking at Major League Baseball before we say so long, Phillies and Nationals playing a doubleheader. Phillies took game 1 8-4. Game 2 tied at 4 in the bottom of the seventh. Rays double up the Cardinals 4-2. Tigers shut out the Twins 6-0. Marlins over the Reds 3-2. Top of the ninth in Baltimore, Astros leading the Orioles 7-6. Top of the ninth in Pittsburgh, it's the Pirates on top of the Braves 6-5. Bottom of the eighth in Boston, Royals tripling up the Red Sox 9-3. It's now gone final. Cubs do beat the Mets tonight 3-2. Guardians a 1-0 shutout win over Toronto. Top of the sixth on the south side of Chicago, Yankees a 4-1 lead on the White Sox. Bottom of the seventh, Brewers and Rockies are tied at 3. Everything else just underway. Heading to the bottom of the first in Anaheim, Angels and Giants no score. Lucas Giolito against Scott Alexander at 9:40. So just underway. Top of the first, Diamondbacks hosting the Dodgers. Brandon Pfaadt, the rookie, against Julio Urias. Mariners hosting the Padres. Logan Gilbert against Nick Martinez. And the Rangers are in Oakland to take on the A's. Max Scherzer makes his second start for Texas against the left-hander J.P. Series. Series will continue tomorrow afternoon. Gates open at 11 in the morning. Johnny and I will hit the airwaves at 11:45 a.m. with the pregame show leading up to our 12 p.m. First toss. It'll be the right-hander Jordani Ventura, Mets 24 prospect, according to Baseball America, will get the ball 2-0, a 3.2 ERA, fresh off a career-high 7 1/3 innings and 9 strikeouts at Jersey Shore last Wednesday. It'll be the Orioles, number 30 prospect for Aberdeen, Trace Bright, 1-4, a 4.48 ERA. Again, a camp day tomorrow, senior stroll pregame as well. Gates open at 11, our coverage at 11:45. First pitch at 12 noon right here on Coney Island. That'll do it for us here tonight as the Cyclones defeat the Ironbirds by a final of 3-2. For everyone with our ownership group at the Brooklyn Baseball Company, including our Vice President Stephen Cohen, General Manager Kevin Mahoney, Assistant General Manager Billy Harner, and our entire cast of characters here on Coney Island, including my partner Johnny Gadamowitz, I'm Justin Rock saying so long from Brooklyn. Again, your final, Cyclones 3 and the Ironbirds 2. We hope to have you with us again tomorrow afternoon. But until then, enjoy the rest of your Tuesday night, everybody. So long from Brooklyn.
Thank you for tuning in to this live broadcast of Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, the High A affiliate of the New York Mets. This broadcast of Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball is a production of the Cyclones Radio Network in conjunction with Minor League Baseball. This broadcast is intended for private, non-commercial use of audience and cannot be duplicated, reproduced, or rebroadcast without the express written consent of the Brooklyn Cyclones or Minor League Baseball. This is the Cyclones Radio Network.